Kikokok.
Wait, it's Tuesday. What are we doing? What's happening here? What do we scream?
We're confused. I know. People get ready to roll out. Way out. As we get ready for this movie review extravaganza.
More than meets the eye.
Did y'all practice?
No,
did y'all rehearse?
That's synergy right there, man.
Oh, look at you, father and son. In sync with each other. That's good.
Ruling
that's good.
The galaxy.
Yeah, I know. Y'all should combine to make one black man.
We are Shaq. Fuck over
here. People, welcome to the show. I am one of your critiques this evening, Corey Coleman. Over here, I have the great Gert.
Oh, you got me.
We are not synced up, that's for sure. And over here, we have Mr. Thomas.
Hey there.
Hi. And Goodwin. How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Man, it is.
You on that brown girl, aren't you?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to explain that in a little bit for y'all people. Because something was requested of us, and I just couldn't do it. But I'll tell you about that in a little while. The reason why we are changing things up, we sent out a memo. We sent out a newsletter. We sent out some other things letting people know that we were switching this up because Transformers comes out tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we figured we'd just go ahead and get the jump on that since we saw it last night, and along with some other things. And then we'll go ahead and do the weekly weekly Roasted Toast. I don't even know these shows anymore.
Tomorrow? Man.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll just switching things around as the movie schedules sometimes dictate to us. But I'm glad that you guys are here.
Sure.
Can't wait to talk about a little Transformers with y'all this evening.
Of course.
And I know that y'all think that we're going to come in here and trash this thing because you think that we come in wanting to do that. But if you know us, we are very fair critiques right here. Don't hate on the Bay. No, we like a couple of his movies.
Pain and Gain's all right.
Yeah. Once he did Pain and Gain, I was like, all right, I got to give you a chance.
Yeah. I like even that old propaganda ass piece of 13 hours, whatever it is.
That only you like.
Yeah.
Benghazi got fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So we ain't coming in here with prejudices and grudges and chips on our shoulder. So we're going to give you a very, very honest review of Transformers 5. Last night.
Is it five?
It's five.
I think it was four. I say, there's no way I sat through four of these already.
Brother, you old. It's five. And I'm saying not because of your age, because these movies have aged you. We done seen some shit with these movies, right?
I was 16 when I walked into the one yesterday. What happened?
Yeah. Martin once was like you. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that mind thing. Yeah, people. And also, to cleanse the flavor of the big budget Hollywood in our mouths, to cleanse the palate of that Hollywood dick, we also got for y'all. Oh, if you only knew. Oh, people, we also have for you a ghost story, something no one will see.
See, that's why I thought we weren't starting until 9.
Why is that? Because you thought they were going to go see this?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they said fuck that.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I know them. The honeymoon was over. They ain't going to see that small shit no more. You remember, Corey, you would go see small
shit? You talking about me? Goodwin does. I registered for it.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then I saw that you had this show scheduled for 8:30. I was like, oh, I guess that's not.
Yeah, awesome. I was like, I guess we're not having the movie tonight.
Oh, how convenient to say that now. But, you know what?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Well, don't
that's
worry
That's the reason
it.
I'm a little bit late.
Well, hey, you know what? We'll tell you about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Ain't nobody going to see this anyway. This movie might as well be a ghost. So
yeah, I was looking forward to this movie.
Academy Award winner Casey Affleck? Are you sure? The younger brother of Batman?
If you notice, people still call his ass the younger Affleck. People don't know Casey. Yeah.
But I have this award.
You ain't been. Yeah. Yeah, where your brother?
His costume is a sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, you Robin. Call Batman. Okay.
He's more Alfred.
Yeah, he's just a step up from Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Just gets rocks instead of checks.
I'm Batman. I got a rock. So, we're going to be talking to the folks out there, starting with, let me go ahead and get this out the way. Oh, don't do this. You know, a lot of people have come into the chat and put in a hashtag, fuck Corey. sometimes I like it, and sometimes it just hits too close to home. Y'all know I'm a Marvel bitch, so when you get Kevin Feige coming up here in the chat-a-tat-tat talking about fuck Corey, I'm your...
He wouldn't say that for real.
Man, I don't know. I'm his most loyal fan. You're going to do that to me, sir, but welcome, chat.
Why'd they put that picture up there?
What, this one?
Yeah. Me and my friend Eric. That didn't even make any sense.
I'll sit Gertz and I in 10 years.
Gertz and good with 10 years.
All right, sure. Okay.
Man, I'm telling you.
You're going to go bald?
No. I know.
Come to the club.
No! Yeah, we're looking at Martin when he was younger, and we're looking at a bald white dude that looks like that dude in The Princess Bride. What does it say? Inconceivable. And Martin, you know, I told you got to be careful.
I got to be careful with pictures I post on Facebook before we start doing the show.
They out there, and so are you. Be careful, man. Oh, because the chat is always watching. But thank you for getting our backs. You are the backbone of this community and the pain in Martin's ass right now.
They're like an eagle in Assassin's Creed, just flying around looking for shit. not doing anything productive.
I don't know why they start suddenly picking on you, man. They just looking up shit for no reason.
I'm like, who's had that picture stored all this time, waiting for the perfect moment to go, boom, Trump card.
Now's the moment.
Chat, got him. The chat talking about you, Martin. Hey, man. Just be glad somebody's paying you some attention. That's all it is. Nothing but love for your baby. Yeah, people. And we're glad for you to be paying attention to us this evening. And... I am going to welcome everyone to the show. I'm going to talk to some people here in the studio that we have here and welcome them because we see some familiar faces and we see some new faces up here. You knew what was going on. Yeah, what's up? With pizza grease all over your lips and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you think. Thank you.
That pizza has to be made out of nothing but garlic. That's all I can smell over here.
I know. Neil just farted us. I'm like, I see you went on. Neil went on chocolatelove.com. Yeah, Neil.
Come on, man.
How is it, man? Do you like it?
Come on, dig yourself. It's a reverse get out.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, so you ordered a little Hershey's on your pizza. That's good, man. Why y'all feeling all self-conscious about this shit? It's beautiful. I like it. So, Neil, is this a thing? You know, y'all looking like a...
Well, so you are the dad.
Yeah. What is this chocolate thing you got going on?
You know, I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
What should I do again?
Neil, is it a thing? Y'all got... Yeah, Leo. Oh, I like the way... Yeah!
Damn. Dude, what if it was in progress and he's trying to work it? You just blown it open.
If it's in progress, then don't bring the shit around here. Bring it around here when it's done. Well done.
And then we'll ruin it.
No, bring it around here when you're ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that to y'all. You know, they didn't serve you
oh,
that.
Oh, here it comes. Don't do it.
They didn't serve you that pizza half done when they pulled out the oven, right? So don't bring no shit up in here until it's well done. What's your name again, sweetheart? Caitlin.
With a K.
With a K? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's part of the K crew.
K crew.
No, welcome, girl. Welcome. Hey. So how long has this been going on right here? Yeah, somebody talk. Two and a half to three months.
We're just now meeting her?
Yeah,
what's going on, man? Like we were friends.
Yeah, man. You know, you know what? You scared to bring around your black friends?
Don't be afraid to say yeah.
He's like, He's like, now I am. Caitlin, you know we just messing with you, baby. You know that. How you doing? Good to have you here.
You know, I thought it was odd because usually Neil comes with Andrew Wilson. He's there to wrangle Andrew, and he just finally say, like, man, you got to go.
Neil, where are you?
Don't worry about it.
For the last time.
He's dating the Negro. Yeah. Caitlin, welcome. Welcome to the family. Yeah.
He's got a girlfriend, Andrew, on his own.
I know. I love the way he just threw Andrew, not to the curb, but threw that motherfucker off a cliff.
Just look out there at the rabbits, George. Can you see him?
Where's your new dad? She's down there. Where? Oh, well, we're glad to have you here. And Renee, how you doing,
still
man?
Around. I thought you were going to be gone.
Tomorrow morning. Renee, no bitches today, man. Yeah, number love for the name today. Renee, good to see you. Thank you. Yeah. Are you high or something right now? Thank you, man. Just very chilled. That means high. Mm-hmm. So welcome, man. Glad to have you here. When you going back?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Good to see you. Like those glasses, man.
I know. Stylish.
Very stylish. You're a handsome fuck. Good to see you, man. Oh, and hey, we are.
You don't know how to respond.
He's like, shit. What,
huh? Okay, yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, shit.
Fuck you. Thank you. I don't know. Man. Caitlin, I want you to, we're all about diversity around here. I want you to meet my adopted Mexican child right here, Diego. He waits for me every day after school. Good to see you, Diego. Isn't that adorable?
Our studio is a sanctuary.
It is. It is.
Diego, this is the first time I've seen you without like bananas and Hydroxes and shit.
They're in the backpack.
Yeah, okay.
Backpack. Backpack.
Backpack. You make it sound like he really was in the jungle. You have bananas.
We came in here with bananas and Hydrox cookies and like blueberry soda. Like, what the fuck? What do you eat and drink?
Nothing but sugar.
Yeah. You know, they made blueberry soda.
That motherfucking made cocktails 8-year-olds had.
Pour me a double.
Yeah. Coming in here with a fucking smoking jacket on with Scooby-Doo on it. Oh. Good to have you, sir. Good to have you. Oh, Tay. It's talking about you. I don't know if Tay is a woman or a man, but whoever
does
they
it
are,
matter.
They said that Renee. They said you cute. He's like, yeah,
he is cute.
Yeah,
he cute. Cute.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Got fans already and leaving already. Hope to see you again.
Weren't you hooked up with a girl when we saw you in Dallas?
Yeah, don't please don't put that shit on me. Nah, he knows how he, alert he got there. Nah, man, nah. I ain't no bitch. Nah. All right. Since we've already had our introductions, bullshit a little bit, allow people to come on in. Let's go ahead and tell the people out there who are not in the studio how to be on the show. Oh, yeah, you can. You can. You don't have to be here with us. You can sit your lazy ass right there where you are and still join us on the fun, and it will be fun today. Just simply by pulling out a keyboard and typing in for us, kcoolmanz@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, as I've been asking you to, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, anything else you think we might need, press in, bam, up in your home criticizing you, the only critics in the world who do the house calls. Occasionally, you can see me out there talking shit on the Twitters @KCoolMan. Hey, we always up in the Instagrams at Double Toasted Fan Page. If you'd like to reach us on Facebook, simply type in Double Toasted. Oh, but if you'd like some private critique time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. If I am too busy critiquing, my man here got you.
Corey.Goodwin.5. Or you can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, TheHighscoreDT. All one word. On Instagram, I'm coming for you. On Instagram, Mr. Gertz.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz. Twitter, Patrick Gertz @PGertz. And on Instagram, @PGertz. Cat Daddy Thomas.
You can find me talking shit up and down the streets. But otherwise, look for me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro or Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Or you can just bring your ass on in here and get to know us personalized, like this lovely couple over here. Caitlin, baby! Come on in here to the world-famous Double Toast Studios. Email us at gaycoolmans@gmail.com.
Gaycoolmans! It's my personal email.
@gaymail.com. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Oh, you're going to be visiting Austin, you're going to be moving to Austin because it's so cool. Or you're going to be, well, I don't know, you already live here and you don't tell nobody. That's not nice. Let us know. Come see the show, kcoolmans@gmail.com. You know how we do. You send us an email, we're going to send you back an email. We're going to coordinate each other with those details, and that way we got to come in. Folks, let me see. Let me see what we got here. I want to bring this video up. I should have brought this up. Oh, I was told to tell you, and I don't want you to take this in a bad way, because I don't.
I don't
want to
hear it.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I should have told you before you got here. I was going to tell you before you got here. But just as a little note here, if you find yourself, because I'm going through allergies myself, mm-hmm. I'm getting with the flu.
It's bad. I try to move away.
Oh no, it's not the. No, you. I mean, you know, well, it's snot season. We'll let that slide right now. When we did our review for Tupac. You could hear you the whole time breathing.
You sound like that kid from Hey Arnold.
Oh, okay.
It looked like you, because at times.
I'll stop breathing.
you know you ain't got to stop breathing. You know you can, like, probably look away. I know he's just blue when he's over. You look like blueberries. But people talking about how you were looking like that because you were listening to me. And when we doing our review, he was looking, because he was paying attention. And they say it looked like you were just mad at me because. They like, what's wrong with him? They like, they didn't know you was a Pac fan like that, man. Yeah, they're like, he want this movie to be good. But yeah, I do that.
You actually gave it a softer review than most of them I've read.
Yeah, I mean, because I wanted to be kind to the actors, really.
Sure.
Because those actors, I mean, that's a waste of a Tupac clone, man. You know, and I did not want it to go to complete waste.
You're like, that's a real Tupac clone.
It is. I told him they did some Jurassic Park shit with him. Found Tupac a mosquito DNA. With Tupac's glove with his blood on there.
Sure.
But, yeah, they found a bullet with his blood on there and shit. But, you know, they.
They need to do a heist movie with him and the actor who plays Biggie in all these movies.
I know. They should do a road trip movie.
Yeah, just start doing fiction. What if these characters teamed up?
Yeah.
Or fought crime. Or ripped off a casino.
Or do a bank robbery movie with all the people that played Pac. So it was like that guy, like Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. All the different Pac clones.
Sure, you call it the Tupacalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's his
name of his album.
That's his first album. So.
Oh, okay.
But man, I want to be kind to those dudes. You know, I think that they should actually just make a movie where they just have a revisionist history, like the dude that plays Biggie and the guy that plays Tupac, Demetrius Shipp Jr.
Yeah.
What if they actually lived, met up with each other again, and then went on like this comedic road trip with each other?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Yeah, like they got ready to shoot each other over their beef, and they were like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
We're better together than we are apart.
Make out at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, found out they really love each other.
They go out in the desert. They do peyote. They find themselves.
It was all just sexual tension the whole time. Fuck you, Nick. Fuck you.
And at the end,
I love you, Nick.
At the end, they drive off in two opposite directions
exactly.
into the sunset.
And they shoot each other.
Got him right where I want him.
Yeah. You can't keep me.
Love you too, man.
But yeah, if you find yourself breathing hard again, stop though, because I do it too, and I just pull away from the mic like that. That's all. I want people to think you mad at me.
I was wrapped in every word you were dropping.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Transformers has me winded.
Yeah, Marvel had fire coming out of the nostrils. But let me see if I can find this video that Sammy made. It was very nice. Where is it? Oh, here it is, right here. Because we had a little bit of confusion going on. I think it was late last week. And a lot of people were worried. They were scared. They said, man, you said you were going to warn us if that anniversary party was sold out. Excuse me, I just had some burritos. And
oh, oops, it's sold out, sorry.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh.
There was something going on Eventbrite where when it was set up, they set a date for the tickets to stop selling, which was a few days ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Sammy went in and fixed it, though. So that's cool that Sammy did that.
And
so
bought a couple tickets. While
yeah.
What do you mean, bought? Come on.
Yeah, it just went dark, so you can just scoop tickets. Nobody will notice this. The perfect crime.
Skim a little bit off the top.
Yeah.
Like 50%.
Where all these Mexicans come from? We ain't bought tickets. But it is back on, people. Now with new graphics. Yes, you know the theme of the party is trilogies. And we have our poster out there. We have our nice graphics. And we have our poster contest. Other things going on for the Double Toasted 3rd Year Anniversary Celebration. And we want you all out there to join us August 4th through the 7th, the wee hours of Sunday the 7th. We're talking about, I guess that counts as early Monday morning around 2 a.m. And if you go over to, let me see if I can find this for you right here, type in Party DT. And when you do that, it's going to take you to the Eventbrite page that is now functioning properly. And you will see Double Toasted 30-year anniversary weekend, where you'll get some details about what happens that weekend, which includes the shows, the games, the parties, the meet and greets, the lunches, brunches, and I'm sure some more things coming up. We got prizes to give away and all kind of cool things. So if you simply have $25 in your pocket and you didn't think it would go very far, well, now it'll get you 72 hours of fun. Those pizzas cost about $25, didn't they? Yeah. You're like, but that shit was good. I saw them. Yeah. That's how white boys eat. You didn't know that, did you? He's like, that's how my white guy eats.
Yeah, that is how I eat.
Yeah.
Praise over it.
Yeah.
only 3 months in, he's already eating all the pizza.
Taking her food. Oh.
You don't want this.
Made him get his own. Yeah. I like that independent woman. You get yours. And
I hope you got yours. I got mine.
I got mine. My sleeces. And now that we told you about that, people, we hope that you can make it. And we are working on things, as I said, over there at the Native, the hostel that's across the street, to get you guys some discounts on that. So there's some people out there who just want to correct you on everything.
Sure.
They just can't wait. Because, you know, sometimes I'm playing around, I just might intentionally mispronounce a word, you know, throw an R in there.
Actually, it's pronounced
word. Right, Gert?
Word.
Gerald's at home.
Just hear a faint. No.
No, God damn it.
But, I'm messing up some of these words on purpose. You know, sit your self-gratification ass down and quit fucking with me when I'm trying to make a joke.
Gratifying.
See that? Now, I'll set that up as an example. He caught it. You see that?
There you go. I did that on purpose.
Yes. Now, that's what I call teamwork right there. And let me see what we got going on for y'all besides that. I'm going to see how many people we have watching the show. And if we're ready to go, then we are ready to go. Let me see what we got here, because I don't want to waste y'all's time. I want to get right into it, because this is something y'all need to know. You can't wait, can you?
I cannot.
Should have been there.
I wanted to see this so bad. I really did.
You didn't act like it.
Man.
It's weird how you miss Unforgettable and Transformers.
I know.
And everything.
Conveniently.
Ships.
You watch that at home.
On my free time.
Yeah, it don't matter, man. Don't matter. This is dedication right here, especially when Transformers movie comes out. Because, look, we ain't going to hide it. Y'all know we don't like these movies. I didn't like the first one. Everybody talking about, the first one was the best. No, it wasn't.
I liked the first one.
You were a child.
No, you were a kid.
Yeah, you were a child.
I was like 17.
You were a child.
Oh, I was trying to give you an out.
Yeah. Oh, man. The first one ain't as bad as the rest of these. Yeah. Y'all know that.
No, you know that. No, I'm telling you right now. Everybody was like me. You just wanted some Transformers shit on the big screen, and you were happy to get it. And you won't let that one slide. Now we five movies in, and we need to stop this shit and face these movies what they are. And I'm going to tell you something with this. Somebody asked me today, and I gave it some thought. They said, it's been a long time since y'all done a drunk show. You know, this would be the perfect time. And I thought, you know what? We got some beers back there. We actually have some fine liquor.
I think they're gone. We still got
the liquor?
But
the liquor's over there.
Oh.
And I said, no! Hell no! No. I didn't even have caffeine. Because what I'm about to tell you, I don't want any excuses for what I'm saying. I don't want you to say, Corey was drunk. I don't want you to say, he was high off that fiend.
Who was saying these things?
Somebody said, I want to be sober and clear-minded to let you know what I'm saying about this movie right here. And another thing, I ain't going to sit up here and drink for this fucking film. I ain't sitting up here and letting fucking Transformers last night ruin my health. I ain't letting this shit take any more hours off my life than it already did. So you know where I'm coming from right now with this. I'm not going to even bullshit with it. I'm tired. tired of this shit. I'm sick and tired of it. And yet, I'm still fascinated by how stupid this shit can get. It never amazes me how far that stupid-ass pit is, how deep it is. Because I'm going to tell you something with this. You know, we have the Transformers, and they're back, and they're doing what they always do. They come in talking about, oh, you know, Earth is my second home, man. These are my peoples. They've been nice to us. We got to save Earth from these asshole Decepticons, even though we tear this motherfucker up in every movie.
And they're being hunted by the Earthlings.
And they're being hunted. But yeah, no, them homies right there. No, but they always blow the shit up. I don't even know why this thing about love, Earth, and caring and all that kind of shit. You don't even see Witwicky, what's his name, anymore in there.
Oh, that's right.
Shia LaBeouf. They killed that motherfucker.
Oh, I was thinking about his dad. Seemed like he was still around.
No. We got, you know, in the last movie we got
Professor Marky Mark.
Professor Mark Wahlberg, the inventor from Texas with the Boston accent. If that's the least of your worries, then your movie is some shit. Now, with this, let me just say, my admiration comes in many forms, because Michael Bay said, y'all know me now. Y'all know what I do. The movie didn't even get past the Paramount logo before they start blowing shit up.
That's right.
Am I lying?
Oh, God, that's right.
There were fireballs being hurled over that mountain right there. Even that mountain was like, God damn, let's get out the way first. Shit, you know, they couldn't wait to start blowing shit up in this movie. And they got right into it because they wasted no time blowing shit up, and they wasted no time getting stupid with the movie. Right from the jump, they tell you, wait a minute, before we get into this sci-fi robot ass-kicking shit right here, mm-hmm. we gotta go back and let you know some untold history about the Decepticons and the Autobots and some other Transformers you probably ain't gonna even ever meet. Oh, but they had a hand in things.
Oh, you'll meet them.
Oh, eventually, because they got 10 fucking movies planned.
17, sir.
Oh, shit. Another hour, a few miles off my life. But the beginning, they say, hold on, before Transformers, there was King Arthur.
Guy Ritchie.
Yo, that's what I thought, man. This movie starts like that. I was like, did we go to the wrong screen?
Yeah, you thought you were only going to see one King Arthur movie this season? Nope.
I read that Michael Bay was supposed to direct King Arthur at some point. So I guess he just took some props with him.
It's just him thumbing his nose at it.
So he somehow they crammed King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table, Excalibur, all that good shit in here, and said, oh yeah, you know what, King Arthur, he's a bad motherfucker, but he wouldn't be
he wouldn't have been shit without
the Transformers.
How much did this hurt you, man? Because I know how much you love the King Arthur like story and everything. Do you know how much I was devastated by Guy Ritchie's King Arthur? this is nothing.
Can I tell you something? Even though it's medieval times, even though they don't have tons of explosives or anything, Michael Bay still found a way to put more explosions in there than swords. They just launching fucking fireballs left and right, blowing knights up in the air. They found a way.
They blowed up good.
They found a way to put them explosions even in medieval times.
400 AD, people.
Yeah. King Arthur's out there fighting these Saxons, and they're losing. King Arthur turns around to one of his homies, and he says, damn, man, we could get this shit if Merlin would get here, man.
Yeah, I know. No, it's true. It's true. And the other knights are going like, man, Merlin ain't shit.
His magic ain't nothing.
And he's like, no. Wait, he promised. He'll be here. Don't worry about it.
I'm not bullshitting you. Merlin comes rolling in. Merlin played by Stanley Tucci.
I thought that was him.
When Stanley Tucci's like, wait a minute, I'm already in this motherfucker, man. I got a picture of him confused as hell right now. He's like, I'm in this shit twice. Yeah, they brought him in. They're doing this little comedy thing where Merlin rolls up. He's drunk. he's saying, y'all, now he's even talking to Lloyd, and he's like, y'all know I ain't got no real magic, so I don't know how I'm going to get out this shit. But he said, I'm going to go see this Transformer, going to give me a big ass stick, and he going to tell me, hey, you know what? Take this shit back to Arthur. And
borrow my mechanical dragon.
Use my dragon, my robo dragon, fly that shit out there, and you gonna be good, man. And what's so crazy about this?
Calm down, Gert.
No, it's a King Ghidorah dragon.
This is the first 6 minutes. So,
oh my god!
So you can't lose it now.
Yeah, it's
this three headed metallic dragon. Oh, sorry, yeah. It's King Ghidra.
Yeah, they say take your shit over to your homie over there and get on your dragon, and y'all gonna be good. And the thing is, when I shit you not, where does this all lead? It's all set up. This is like within the first less than 15 minutes of the movie, and it's all to tell you that this will come back later in the movie, this stick, so that we can finally reveal
the
stick of destiny, because we need to reveal that Mark Wahlberg is actually an unsung knight himself who will save Earth.
Dude, spoiler, what are you doing?
Man, get the fuck out of here
with that. That's a spoiler. It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler.
Okay, fuck.
Well, now I'm not going to see this shit.
Like, anybody, I'm sorry. I thought that was something that was known because they were putting it out there. I read some of this shit because I forgot that he was.
We didn't know who the last knight was, man. Come on. Get it to anybody.
Shit. Last night was fucking horrible for me. So, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore. You know, this is the first 15 minutes of the movie. The first 15 minutes, I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this shit? This is insane. Like I said, I admire this movie for what it's doing. And all this shit that they got going on with dragons in this, all this shit is just to ride up the success of Game of Thrones, because they said y'all got a dragon in there. Well, we got a robot dragon in our shit.
Y'all got three dragons.
Yeah, three-headed dragon right here. You know, people, this is not script writing right here. This is a game.
It's script.
This is exactly.
What the hell is that?
Tell them. We know, but apparently they don't. This is not a movie. This is not a script. This is not writing. This is a fucking game. These people are doing these movies they're laughing at us just to see how long we will take this bullshit. They're seeing how long they can get A-list celebrity actors. How much can they keep paying them to come and appear in bullshit like this? And when we talk about actors, now listen, you know, I love Mark Wahlberg. I do.
I do.
I really do like Mark Wahlberg, man.
I hope you can explain why.
I just think he's, you know, I'm gonna say what everybody hates to hear. I think he'd be fun to have a beer with.
Oh my god.
You know, I
yeah, you know, he almost killed a black dude, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Him. Well, I wasn't that black dude. And if I had been there, I could have talked him down. Hey, bro, don't do that. He's with me, bro.
That's before he stabbed you in the eye with a beer bottle.
Hey, Martin, you know, look, all I'm going by is movie Wahlberg. And I like his screen presence and shit. You know, come
hey,
on.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hey, this bro. This is Transformer.
Hey, bro. I'm a Transformer. I hope this black guy wasn't your friend, bro. But, you know, I don't have anything against Mark Wahlberg right at this moment. Because the thing with Mark Wahlberg, you put him in a movie like this, let him punch a robot, you'd be like, okay, that's fucking Mark
Wahlberg.
That's
what he's good
for. That's him. Yeah. that's what you do, man. But when you get somebody whose career is, you know, let's just say it for what it is. It's coming to an end here. I mean, the man is in the twilight years of his life. Sir Anthony Hopkins. Mm-hmm. The only real knight in this fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Who in the movie plays a knight, I guess? Sir Edmund Burton. And Edmund Burton, he's a guy that has been, he's an astronomer that has been studying the stars and Transformer history all his life. And the thing with this is that, and
because it's easier than taking real classes.
And I'm gonna let these guys jump in after this.
It was a pass fail course, Martin.
With toys in class.
This is It's just something when you have a man like this, because I know that he's out here collecting checks to do this. I get it. But they just they,
I mean, I think once he did Thor, he's like, you know, fuck it.
Fuck it, I'm done.
What am I doing?
But Thor, Thor really is Shakespeare compared to this.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. But to somebody like him, hey, it's all based on these kids' properties. You know, probably to him, even Westworld, he's like, yeah, a bunch of robots that come to life. Sure, I'll do it.
Okay.
Sure. Keep being in these movies with robots.
He probably thought this was Westworld.
Let's not forget, he started out doing movies like Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably thought, that's probably how they got him in this shit. Yeah, this is Westworld. The robots look different. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Just do your line, man. Because in this, it's one thing to have Sir Anthony Hopkins in maybe some genre property, but still use his talents. Here, they just bring him in for laughs, like he's just a feeble old man.
I'm awfully sorry about that, but you see, he thinks it's still the year 1918 or 1914, something like that, isn't it? I mean, it's late onset of well, robot dementia. Not at all pretty.
Yeah. I don't know what you're smoking in that pipe, man, but what's going on here? Were you dragging me to some Transformer retirement home?
Mm-hmm.
Look, somebody better start talking. I'm out of here.
Whoa, okay. Bumblebee, we only met when I was a little boy in short pants. I must have been that tall, maybe taller, or maybe shorter. I can't remember. But
you know this guy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he might as well be laughing at an old man with dementia. Because that's the way they play him. He just fumbles through the whole movie, stuttering all over his words. I mean, it really does look sad. I mean, when you look at this, you almost think that he does have dementia. And they just brought him into this movie. Like, he thinks he's Hannibal Lecter right now or something. He don't know where he is.
I hate to disagree with you, but a lot of times he's the smartest guy in the movie. He seems to be the one who knows what's going on.
That's not hard to do in this movie.
Granted, I'm not fighting you on that. I'm just saying, he seems to be the guy who has the answers. And while he's eccentric at times where it comes off like he's got dementia, other times he's the one who knows all the history.
Yeah, and they give him a few chances to do some action scenes. They try to have him run out of a building really quick, which went interesting.
There's just one scene where he's like, hurry up, we gotta go, and he's running, and it is the most old man dawdle you ever seen.
Bullshit says quickly and turns around, and the camera's doing a slide shot like they're about to run fast, and he's like,
I mean,
like,
And as much as we're trying to be respectful of the audience who likes this, that part just broke us. We had to laugh out loud.
No, man. They had this dude. He actually did that cartoon old man run. He was doing that running bowlegged.
But it's one of those things where it was one of those moments where they weren't trying to make a joke out of it. It just was what it was.
Yeah. Like, they legit thought he was about to run like 30-something miles an hour. That old camera's got to move quick. They're like, no, don't do that to him.
This moves past him.
It did. It did.
I was like, man, this is not no stunt, man. Y'all, this is Anthony Hopkins. Out of all the fucking effects in this, y'all couldn't dress up an old dude. A young dude to like an old dude. It couldn't dress them up.
One shot. It wasn't even close up.
Yeah, y'all couldn't. Out of all the effects with this shit, if you really want to show him, you couldn't dress up like a young intern in his clothes and put a CG Anthony Hopkins face on it.
I'm going to do this, God damn it.
Yeah, that's what she wanted. I still got it.
If Tom Cruise can do it, so can I.
I can do this shit. I got it. I know, leave me alone. I got it.
That pussy Tom can do it, so can I.
Like, damn. Yeah. I'm over at 2 feet, like, oh, fuck.
I didn't even get to. That far.
Did you get it?
He's still trying to breathe the action.
Bumblebee.
You kids keep it up. But this shit, man, it's ridiculous, and I wish you could take it as a comedy, but wait, there's more.
know. It's more than meets the eye.
There's more than meets the eye. Why not fall into that shit, man?
But you fell in it, though.
God damn it.
I was going to tell you to shut up, and at the same time, I was like, no, that's beautiful. You keep going.
The Padawan has become the master.
You got me. Oh, fuck. But the movie... It's one thing to just have a disregard for all things that is filmmaking sometimes, except for the most blatant parts, but it shamelessly comes in and rips off a lot of things in here. And I like the way the movie even says, you know what, we know we ripping shit off. We gonna call it out before you can say shit to us. They got somebody in this movie right here that looks like a familiar droid you might recognize from another.
I was just thinking about that.
Another gold droid that you might recognize from another sci-fi property.
You are needed, sir. Kindly come with me.
I'll swap this metal cockroach. Bring it on.
Now, you're about to say, man, that ain't nothing but C-3, but at that point, another character comes into the movie and is like, look at this C-3PO looking motherfucker right here. Yeah, we know. You know, I'm like, fuck. Cogsman is what this...
Is that his name?
That's his name. And he is nothing but a C-3PO butler who can do some badass shit sometimes, and just is really there just to crack some jokes, too. I mean, the movie doesn't have any original thought in his head from its own property or anything else. And here's something I want to see if y'all recognize. Did you, talking about shamelessly ripping off things, did you recognize the part of the movie where it just stopped and became Suicide Squad? The part where they go in and they tell, none of this makes any sense. It's a war against all the Transformers, but for some reason they go to Megatron. They're like, man, we can't catch these Autobots. They're hiding and shit. And
yeah.
They said, look, we hate to do this, but if we can't catch him, you hate Prime so much, go find him and his fucking friends. And he's like, I'll do it. But you've got to release my boys. And when they do that, they actually introduce them Suicide Squad style.
I want my crew. Moloch.
What up, Dallas?
Dreadbot.
Now, what you're missing there is when they introduce them, they do the whole thing where they freeze frame and they have the title card with their name underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a couple of really shitty things going on with that. First of all, these characters that they're introducing, they're hardly in the movie.
Yeah, they're wiped out 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And one of the things I will say that's positive about it, because you go like, all right, do they have the same old Sambo racist characters in here? They do, but it's them, and they get wiped out pretty fast.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hate that. First of all, why they keep these robots, these Decepticons in jail in the first place, I don't know. But, you know, because they're supposed to be wiping them out, but for some reason, they got them in robo-prison.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense. And they all have, like, the worst names. Like, there was one named, like, Nitro Zeus. I was like... I'm not exaggerating. That motherfucker's name was Nitro Zeus. And then there's a Transformer with a green mohawk. So guess what his name is?
Mohawk. Yeah. And Martin's a little nicer about this shit than I am. Because with me, he's saying, well, you know, at least I don't have him in there that long. They shouldn't have him in there at all.
Oh, I agree with you there.
They called hell for having them jive bots in there. And they said... Well, it was a writer's strike, but hey, since we don't write this shit, who gives a fuck, huh? And they brought this jive-talking-ass mohawk bot up in here.
What up, Dallas?
And he's doing this whole thing every time he comes in. What's up, mofos? Y'all crazy. And I was like, and they have the nerve for one part in the movie where Mark Wahlberg approaches a Native American. He says, what's up, chief? And the guy's like, that's racist. And it's like, man, this fucking series has been racist. The fuck, y'all just gonna do this shit now? Nitro Zeus?
Nitro Zeus. That was one of their names. Yeah. And then they brought one buddy out, and I guess that was an homage to Anthony Hopkins, because he came out wheeled out like Hannibal.
Yeah.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The movie hasn't learned a goddamn thing about the mistakes that is made. Not nothing. Y'all been doing this shit for over 10 years and you haven't learned a fucking thing.
We're so sorry for making $1 billion. Why would they change?
I thought that might be the case, because I guess if people spoke with their dollars, and I'm not pulling some PC, you know, social justice warrior shit with this. Look, if they want to do
robots.
This for this shit, I'm not gonna rally behind this shit. It is what it is at this point.
Justice for robots.
But it's just funny because they had the girls out there thinking, yes, girl power. Oh, they got that. they got that girl in there. What's her name? Isabel Moner, I think is what her name is.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays a character in here where they put a whole campaign behind this chick, and everybody thought like, oh, we're going to get some good female representation here. Michael Bay has finally learned. Oh, you poor, stupid people out there.
Fight like a girl? Yeah, I fight like a girl.
She's hardly in the movie, too. She is a fucking marketing campaign.
She has about 15 to 20 minutes, like, total in this movie.
I mean, she opens it. You see her a bunch in the beginning. But like a lot of things in this movie, it's there and then it's gone.
Yep. It's just, it was really just a marketing tool to get females to come see it because they had a young girl in here and she was too young for Michael Bay to have her pull her ass and titties out.
Right, right. Yeah. The real star of the movie is a British winner of a Megan Fox lookalike contest.
Yo, it is.
Yeah, and with her, they even give her her own little BB-8. That little
yeah. Oh, you're talking about the other chick. Yeah. Isabella. Well, yeah, that rip-off BB-8.
Yeah, I was like,
see? Not a fucking original thought in this goddamn movie.
BB-8. I was thinking more Earth to Echo. But
yeah, no, it doesn't matter. It's all the same shit. I mean, they open this up. Oh, there he is. BBA, she got her own little personal scooter right here. Yeah, rip off, yeah. you know, and here's the thing, she was too young, and you know the girl, she is good. The young girl, she's very good in this. I actually wish she had been given more time because she is tough.
Well, it starts out with sort of a Stranger Things vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, all right, well, let's see where they go with this.
Well, that. It,
nowhere.
No. Oh, them things got strange, but not in a good way. I was really looking forward to this because I thought, what a pretty novel approach for this for this to take. I'm not even talking about it from the female aspect because when they open up with this, you see kids. You see kids actually going into a stadium here that's. Desolate and full of debris in there. And you're thinking, okay, we're going to be following a bunch of kids in here, which is great because this is kind of a kid movie or wants to be right. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Nah, we ain't going to do that. Not when we got this fine-ass British girl up here. If you are of legal age, you're going to show some ass. You're going to show a little bit of titty if Michael Bay has anything to say about
it. Why won't people take me seriously? Shawty, your tits is out. It's the middle of class. Yeah. You're the professor. What are you doing?
Man, and it's I can't even put this on Michael Bay because a lot of movies are doing this. We just saw The Mummy where they put this chick in here look like she's 21 years old and talking about, I'm a professor.
Yeah, you know, with her hair styled. Yeah. Every day she goes out to archaeological digs. Sure, sweetheart.
And can't find a man.
Yeah, can't find a man. Yeah, where'd you get your PhD from? Beauty school? You know what the fuck is going on here? And it's even worse here. This is Laura Haddock right here. And she plays a professor of literature. And they show her with a class. She looks younger than her students in there.
I didn't even realize she was a professor of literature. I thought she was like an anthropologist or something because she knew everything about history. Like she was giving a tour of a museum. Like, what does it have to do with books?
Yeah. Does it even matter? You know, it's like just professor of some shit. Professor of TNA. And, you know, the funny thing that I saw in this is that you're looking at her right there. Now, beautiful woman. And actually, they are trying to give her more personality than you ever had in Megan Fox, Mark Wahlberg's daughter in the last movie, which was just creepy with her. With this, though, I love it that they tried. Well, I'm sure Michael Bay was trying hard for a little bit.
His hand shaking.
He's just about to pull that dress down. He's like, because there's a point where she, for Michael Bay movie, she's dressed conservatively. For Michael Bay movie, she gets kidnapped. By another transformer, a good transformer, she gets kidnapped in a shirt and some pants. And when they bring her back to Anthony Hopkins' mansion, somehow in this old man's house, she managed with no explanation to go and find a cocktail dress. Mm-hmm. You know, just, why? Because, well, it shows the cleavage real good. I mean, unless Anthony Hopkins was a cross dresser or some shit, we didn't know about it. Like, where did she get this dress? With no explanation.
I can't take it anymore.
Wear this. Put this on, goddammit.
Where's that girl we hired? That's her right there. Oh, no. This will not do.
Yeah, you know, it's... And the thing with her is that she's doing what every female does with a lot of movies that are blockbusters these days, but in Michael Bay movies especially. She is there not only to be eye candy, but just to be something for the male... To target his
his
sexual tension towards by doing it by mostly just insulting her through the whole film.
Ah, don't say it. What's up? You know I could do that too. I'm English and I'm too cool for feelings. What, I'm not come here to be insulted by some overeducated Ivy Tower princess? Go.
You don't talk about my bitch like that. You know this is, and with that scene right there. They don't even explain why butler robot is so crazy, why he's so schizophrenic. The only reason why they want to be this schizophrenic is because, well, he gets to do physical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the biggest problems with this movie, is that it can't decide what it wants to do. But please, you guys, feel free to add something here, because I'm sure I'm missing.
This movie is a mess, man. It's this, just from a, I mean, we talked about the script and the characters and all this other stuff, but just from a story editing technique, that nothing makes sense. Like, it starts off, they're in the, because I guess this universe has a continuing plot line that we don't know about.
Sure.
And they're in Chicago trying to find all the dead robots from the time they were fighting in Chicago. And so then Mark Wahlberg goes, "We got to get out of here." And then the next scene, they're in South Dakota. So I'm like, I don't know how we got here. I don't know how y'all evaded the people that are hunting you. The movie on that standpoint is a mess, even if you detract all the characters. But then we talked about them selling this movie on a lie, having the girl be the looking like the main person in this movie. They did the same thing with Optimus. Like, they had him in it, like, oh, Optimus has been taken over. Like, he's going to be in this movie the whole time, being the bad guy, being the antagonist. If you came to see Optimus Prime, God help you, because you don't.
You could actually show up to see Optimus Prime, but go see another movie. See that other movie, watch it to the end credits, and then leave that and come back to Transformers, and that's when Optimus Prime will show up. Mm-hmm. I check my watch. 2 hours.
Yeah. Optimus Prime.
In a 2.5-hour movie, he waits 2 hours to show up.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't want to be in these
and
anymore.
And he's evil for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, and the thing that makes him turn back.
Oh, we're going to get into that a little bit. Oh. Yeah, because I want to talk about
the key
that.
Word is Martha.
I knew it.
Dude, yeah. And the other thing is like, at the end of the most, the one before this, number four? Age of Extinction, I think?
Yeah.
Like, they show Optimus Prime at the end of that, flying away, being a badass. This motherfucker only made it to Jupiter before he ran out of gas. And then we're just frozen and floating his face.
I didn't plan this well.
I'm like, what?
You did not think this through.
No, not at all.
I saw his ass fly by. It was on E.
I didn't think this through. I ran out of Energon.
He sit up there trying to clean the windshields of spaceships and shit. I just need a dollar for some gas.
It is, man. And then there's stuff in this movie that like doesn't make sense. Like they'll say this giant moon-sized thing is like some odd light years away, but you saw it pick up Optimus Prime by Jupiter, so it's got to be closer than that.
And it got here quick.
It got here quick. This is baffling, man.
Yeah,
God, dude, Martin, please.
Oh well, on top of that, with Cybertron. It drags the moon and says, like, man, if it reaches Earth, it's going to destroy everything. I'm like, if it touched the moon, that's already going to destroy everything on Earth.
It's throwing our rotation off.
And then when it gets to Earth, it kind of lightly touches down.
It grazes it. It's like
yeah.
Like, word. Extinction-level event just lightly touches down. I don't know, man. If we let it do this for another couple hours, we're gonna all be dead.
Yeah. It was like that planet came down, just brushed Earth's hair. Like,
hey,
beautiful.
Hey, girl. You know I love you.
The moon ain't treating you right. I can treat you right.
You miss me. But
okay, so y'all gonna hate me.
We already do.
I know. Just by me saying you gonna hate me. The thing about this movie is, I understood the plot. It was stupid. It was ridiculous. But I understood what was happening. And when they transformed, I could actually see the transformation. It was simple. And when they fought, I could make out who was the good guy and who was the bad guy. Some of the action stuff was shot okay. And it's a better King Arthur movie than the entirety of what Guy Ritchie did.
No.
And I sat there going like, I want to hate this because it's terrible. And yet I keep finding things to
give it a pass on is what you do.
Well, not give it a pass. To just reasons to not hate it. Also, I went in thinking it was going to be 3 hours and it was only 2.5. Now, now that said, I'm not saying that I did like it. I don't think it's good at all. There was just those things that I didn't hate. However, every time I thought, Maybe I could. Maybe I could find an avenue. They would talk. And everything that came out of everybody's mouth was the worst thing possible. And by saying it's the worst thing possible, that makes it sound like somebody sat down who had no talent, sat down and wrote something and they thought was good and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I don't get that idea. Because I think, because these movies, when you talk to somebody who likes some of these movies, they always go like, I was like, you like that? And they go like, well, I was 10, I was 13, 17, I don't know, but I was 10 or 13. When I saw it. And I was like, oh, okay, so they got 10-year-olds to write all this dialogue. That would make sense. Honestly, everything that came out of everybody's mouth was on a randomizer to be the worst thing possible. And it irritated me to no end. As much as I kept trying to go like, well, that's okay. Oh, never mind.
Forget it. Here's the thing. I'm glad that you could see. You know, I'm sorry you can't see how stupid this shit is,
no,
though.
I think I opened saying how stupid it is.
Because I'm like you. I'm not coming in here to hate. I really am not. I even got some compliments for the movie. And you know something? All right. I will say that I did get the plot.
I didn't like it. I didn't think it was good. But in the other movies, I couldn't understand what was going on.
But understanding the plot in this makes it even worse.
This is the most illogical film. Yeah. I've seen a long time.
One movie to not understand is this one. Because once you really do pick up all the details, I'm telling you, but wait, there's more. If you understand the movie, then and believe me, they take time for you to do because they stop to give you a lesson in history. There's a part in this where they explain how in history, these Autobots and Decepticons, they did more than you thought. I don't even know how they fucking did it. You mean to tell me Bumblebee, he fought the Nazis?
He killed Hitler.
He came out like a Volkswagen Beetle or something he killed, and he fought fucking Nazis. I'm like, when did he have time to do that shit?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. Okay, put these fucking robots where you want to. They're trying to start all these other franchises anyway. They're talking about putting one in Rome as a spinoff. They're talking about putting one in the 80s. So, you know... Yeah, I'm no bullshit.
Oh, no, it's real.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
There's historical photos of how they helped us win World War I and World War II and the Gulf War.
And that's the one right there.
They're going to Wonder Woman this shit?
When they actually went to a room and said, but hold on, you think Bumblebee fighting Nazis is crazy? You don't know how much these Transformers have helped history. They go through and they show you some shit that I'm like, now wait a minute.
But every legend has a secret.
Frederick Douglass?
He's a Transformer.
Frederick Douglass?
No. Autobots freed the slaves.
Yeah. You know, and
discovered
thing,
fire.
Man, and after they show Frederick Douglass, I bullshit you not.
Oh, yeah.
They showed Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Yes. It was like Harriet Tubman actually was in an Autobot railroad underground. Well, the shit tells you that the Decepticons were slave owners at the time. They whipped Negroes' backs. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Put an Autobot sticker on the underground railroad.
Yeah, on the fucking railroad. Look at that shit. On the underground railroad. Thank you, Sammy, for making that for me. I would love to lie and say that picture was in the movie, but it wasn't.
I wish it was.
But if it was, would you be surprised? I doubt it.
I wouldn't.
An actual underground railroad. And that is more realistic than after shit in this movie. Oh, people, I'll tell you. I say these things, I can't even hate on this movie no more.
What's the point? Like all the things that are logical, the things that don't make sense physics-wise, history-wise, the fact that people can drop from 3, 5, 6, and 7 stories and just get up and roll and keep going or slide down some more, the decisions that were made, everything that's logical or based on physics, there's a point where if you're still here bitching about that, you need to not be here.
Oh, no. They
threw that out the window 4 movies ago. And this one starts out with those things where you're like, all right, there's no point in me. Because you'll never stop.
These things get dumber and dumber, and I can tell you, listen.
And I'm not saying it's like the Fast and the Furious where you go like, well, yeah, there's no physics, but we're having fun. It's not really fun. It's just that one of those things where there's so many other things going on here, there's no point in bitching about that. Because they're not – because – What's most odd about it to me is that they're so written for little kids who play with these robots, and yet there's a shit ton of cuss words in it.
Well, that's my problem with this. There are so many things that this movie does wrong where it wants to do right, where it wants to be one thing. First of all, this is a script written by three people, four if you want to count one of the producers, I think, Art Markham, Matt Holloway, and Ken Nolan.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
You know what? I know what they're doing. And this is edited by six editors with scissors.
You can tell, because especially when people talk, somebody says a line, and right when somebody else is supposed to respond to it, they cut away to something else.
Dude, the editing in this is so bad,
it is crazy. It's chaotic. There is no way I can show you some shit. You thought my picture was crazy with Harriet Tubman. I mean, the fact that they actually even put that in as a concept. These writers shouldn't be ashamed of themselves. They're in a room laughing. They have some deadlines problems. I mean, just put some shit in there, anything, because all this is going to be glossed over with explosions and crazy frenetic action and crashes, and nobody's going to give a shit. They're laughing, saying, we can't even believe people are going to come see this shit. Yeah, sure. Bumblebee fought Nazis. Sure, put that in there. You know, why not? These are things that people spitball and toss these ideas around. They made it here with no real cohesion.
And yet, it's something different from the other four movies.
I don't know.
I know it's horrible. I'm not saying it's good, but it was something different.
This is made by. And you know what? I was going to say this. I'm going to let you say this because to me, it's like they gave one of those crazy homeless people who talk to themselves out in the middle of the street. They gave them a camera and $200 million and let them shoot a movie.
Yeah, I mean, from the editing aside, where the aspect ratio changes from like the same people. Yo, man.
It
would be people in the same room having a conversation, and then it'd be shot in IMAX, and it'd be shot in widescreen, and shot in IMAX, and shot in widescreen. They're in the same room, and this happens the entire movie. Like, I don't think there's a 15-second break in between the bars going in and out. And then, like you saying, like, this is a Transformers movie. So the main thing you need of all things is to have Transformers fighting other Transformers. And this is, of all the Transformers movies, has the least amount of Transformers fighting each other. There's more of the humans fighting Transformers than they are Transformers fighting each other. So you're like, all right, I don't know why I'm here, because these humans could be doing this in a completely different movie. So like, this... God damn it. this you say like you followed this plot and everything. Like, I feel like the earlier four, I could understand what was going on in that and be like, all right, I can suspend my disbelief even though this is really goofy. This one was just stupid. Like, all of them have been dumb, but this one is just, this is a whole new level of retarded.
It really is. That's why I said thank you. Because I said the one thing I can give this movie credit for is that they never cease to amaze me how far they can push stupid. And they do it here, and they do it at the expense of just throwing things in the film. I there's some things I just cannot excuse. I don't care how, because look, the movie's gonna make money. No one gives a fuck about me and what I say. Sure, we can always say, yeah, but you know, it's meant for this, or well, if you expect this, nah. Because I'm looking at here, and they just started pushing things. They have such a disregard for anything that resembles a story that they just throw villains in there. Quintessa, some squid floating female transformer who they say is a sorceress, but yet never does any kind of powers, all right, any kind of magic.
She's a god.
Yes, she does.
Someone of a god.
I don't want to say what, but she does something very significant at the very beginning.
Yeah, but for the most part of the movie, she's just there to spout villainous bad dialogue without any background about herself, even though one of the things she did, she slapped the shit out of Optimus Prime. I thought that shit was funny. Slapped was all, yeah, sparks coming out of the fucking
where my inner John?
Bitch. Yeah, man. Listen, I'm not trying to be... I know it's like I'm trying to be snarky and I'm trying to just play into people wanting to see a bad review. No, everything I've told you, I feel very, very, very heartfelt about. I feel very strongly about. This is bullshit, man, and beyond. And I want you to know that I'm not sitting up here trying to berate the film for entertainment's sake, because I do like some things in here. Some things, actually, I agree with you on that I thought that you might have made fun of me on. I have respect for Michael Bay just as... from a cinematographer's point of view, just by just throwing shit on the screen, as chaotic as we say it is, it's a lot of stuff up there. And I've always admired Michael Bay for being able to handle that much stuff. It just looks insane. And I love the fights. I've always kind of liked these fights. I know before I've said some of them, they are like the fight between Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. I was like, I actually thought that was pretty cool. I actually thought it was well staged. As Martin said, you could see it. And that is a big improvement, mm-hmm. especially since there's a lot more going on.
Because I was like, look, if I abandon everything else about these movies, mm-hmm. I want to be able to see the actual robots transform into vehicles and have a fight to where I can understand what's happening. And they have failed with that with so many of these things. I'm like, just like the barest minimum thing I'm asking for. And this is the first time I can remember watching it and going like, okay, I can tell exactly what's going on.
But with me, you know what I'm saying? I like the action. I have respect for Michael Bay. I do. I'm not one of the people who just wants to tear him down. Nobody does anything like him. You know, whether you like it or not, he is a true auteur. When you see a Michael Bay movie, you know it's a Michael Bay movie.
Call them damn flags.
Yeah, exactly.
Explosions.
Yeah. Flags coming out of people's asses, you know.
I go by how many times I count. What the fuck?
Yeah. You know, but you know it's him. And sometimes it's for better and sometimes it's for worse, depending on who you are. But my problem with this is that we're sitting in a movie 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to blow shit up without any, because no matter how much we say we can understand, so there's no story here. There's
none.
And if you want to blow shit up for 2.5 hours, give me something that makes sense. Give me some characters to care for. Give me something that is that feels genuine as far as storytelling. This shit's in the face of storytelling right here because it doesn't know. It's an insult to storytelling because it doesn't know what it wants to do. It doesn't know its tone. It's trying to – what really gets me is that you have these dramatic moments mixed in with these really goofy moments, yeah. Cartoon goofy moments, cartoon humor. You get these action scenes that are really gritty, and then they go back to these characters that are goofy. That's, when I'm saying gritty action, I'm talking about scenes of real adult violence. There are some scenes where they push the PG-13 rating. There are people in the movie who are burning alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are, you see them impaled and blood is in the movie and you see arrows sticking out of them. And then they go back to some shit like Hound, voiced by John Goodman, who's like, hey, everybody, hey, kids, look at my throat, look at my robot cigar.
Buckaroo. I kept thinking, I hate his character the most in these movies, but then it'd be always another character would come up and go like, no, you hate me the most.
Yeah, okay, surprise, you win. I didn't hate him the most, but I'm like, why does he have a robot cigar?
Because he's part of the stereotype squad. Him, and the samurai robot
who's changed colors and stuff. I'm like, all right, I guess this happened between movies. Sure, yeah. We'll rock with that.
And every time they cut
and the Jason Statham robot.
And the Jason Statham robot. And every time they cut to the robot, the Drift is the Asian robot. You know, Tokyo Drift. But they every time they introduce him in a new scene, he's always doing some Zen Asian shit, standing on his sword.
I am one with the force. The force is with me. Oh no!
Let these robots go in peace.
Yeah, they only miss a stereotype that he's always getting into accidents.
You know, it's just an uneven movie, and they have these moments where they are trying to be serious. They have a serious death moment. They say shit so much in this movie. Shit,
they do.
Shit. It's like watching a cartoon that's meant for 8-year-olds where somebody just let them go ahead and say shit.
Well, no, that's the thing, man. You're saying like there's all these adult things followed up by some goofy stuff. Like there's adult things happening while goofy stuff is going on. There's a chase in here where the guy, Anthony Hopkins, is like, you didn't have to kill those people. I'm like, like the protagonist in this movie, like one of the of all the Transformers movies, one thing you have to do is be like, all right, at least they're not trying to cause, they're causing collateral damage, but they're trying to not land on humans. And this one, they are flat out running people off the road.
Matter of fact, they're running down people in the streets of London.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you didn't want to cut that scene?
Yeah. And when they talk about scraping the earth, I'm talking about, you know, we all say how we did that gently, but they get to a moment. That's the thing that bugs me too. They're always talking about millions of people will die if we don't do anything. A million people are dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They show Tokyo and was it Hong Kong? They show Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was being destroyed
yes.
at that moment. And nobody made a reference to it after that. It's it. Not because they're being insensitive, because no one gives a fuck making this film.
How many times have major cities been destroyed multiple times over the course of all five of these movies? Because the third one, the planet gets fucked up as a whole, too.
They destroyed not Earth, but the solar system.
Yeah.
So who's destroyed more world landmarks? Would it be Michael Bay or Roland Emmerich?
Roland Emmerich.
Roland got that. They show like Michael Bay. Lee shows like Nambian Desert. You're like, all right, nobody's gonna care what goes on out there.
No, man. Roland Emmerich specializes in destroying cities, man. So yeah, and in destroying monuments. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would like to say that I would understand it. I would like to say I want to give people a pass on it. And if this is your movie, what am I going to tell you? The only people I have a problem with, the people go see these for what they are, you're being honest. But those who try to tell me, oh, man, I've been following the mythology and the story for all five movies, and it's deep. No, fuck, get the fuck out of here. There's nothing deep about this shit. There's nothing. There's no real continuous story. Characters have come and gone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that, in every movie, there's a new Transformer. We don't know who the fuck that is.
I'm Hot Rod.
Who are you?
That's right. List,
like, whose man is this? Who is this guy?
I'm with him. No, you're not. I'm interested. Now, I think, well, I'll, you know what? I'll save you for last. But I think you, well, go ahead.
Did you guys notice how they said that Submarine was a Transformer? And yet it didn't actually transform.
It didn't fart bubbles or anything.
You know, it has self-esteem issues.
I'm okay. Performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, give it to Transformers 6. Show
sure.
Jesus. That's yeah. how they get you.
There's no room in here.
I want to see that submarine transform. Yeah, God damn it.
What are you going to do? You know, I'll let you go ahead. Take it, man.
Oh, man. I
Wait, what was your rating?
I haven't given it yet. I'm gonna say, you know,
I think y'all two are going last. I'm assuming.
I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah,
because we'll see how we fall on this.
Okay, yeah, this is gonna be interesting. Yeah, man, I did not think a Transformers movie could get dumber than the last one did, because that one was a 3-hour mess. But somehow this one found a way just to be more chaotic, more goofy, less coherent. Like they spent like. It's just stuff that the humans do. You're just like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, we're trying to escape people. Let's escape in a glass car. all right, we'll go with that. And then there's moments in here, like I said, the editing is out of control. I can't think of one line in this movie that wasn't exposition. And this not only ruins, I mean, obviously they've destroyed your childhood with Transformers, but then they decide to start milking off of King Arthur, and then just start destroying history with the Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglas Stonehenge thing. So you're just like, wow, you guys, Michael Bay did not care. I don't think anybody in this movie really cared. The only person that I will say, I was like, all right, they put in some time. And I feel like they should have spent more time with this character was the girl, Isabella Mona or whatever her name is.
Yeah,
I feel like if they would have gone the route that they were doing in the marketing, it could have been a better film. Not that much better, but you know, something where you can actually root for a protagonist isn't murdering other humans. but yeah, man, this is goofy. This movie tried so hard for me to be a fuck you. It tried, but I'm not going to lie. There are some parts in there I was like, all right, that was cool. Like the big siege at the end. There were a couple of shots when they were in the air and the airplanes. That was kind of cool. But outside of that, man, this movie is the lowest of low sum of bullshits for me.
Yes, sir. Martin, look like you might have a dissenting opinion, but I'll go ahead and bounce on this right now. You know, the thing with the... With all you Transformers fans out there, and I'm, you know, I don't want to go out on a bad note. I mean, because I can't speak for us, but me and Transformers fans, we're like Autobots and Decepticons. This war just never ends, man. These movies come out, I talk shit, you defend them, and I can't do it no more. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's done. You know, I'm here today to tell you that you fucking won. You know. Five movies in, I can't say no more, man. If you want to spend money on this shit, then go ahead. If you want this, if you want some shit on a grand level like this, then you have it. And I will say that they get shittier and dumber every time. And that right here is a very special kind of shit. This is something that I'm glad I saw it. This is history shit in the making. And for that, I salute y'all out there for that right there. I'm done. I'm not mad at you. You got it. But for me, I feel like this. Every time I see one of these, man, I just can't help but get the feeling like that's just another piece of it's another piece of filmmaking integrity that's gone for the business. These things just
This is a 2.5 hour demo reel.
Yeah,
look what we can do with explosions and product placement.
These things, I've never seen movies where they just been like a sign of doom for a business like this. I mean, it's from a creative standpoint. You know, these things, they depress me when I see them because they just let me know that there's some people who, no matter what, they're going to defend any amount of bullshit out there if you just give them enough eye candy for it. That's just me. I don't know. I'm really trying to find a way not to come around here and sound like some stuffy critic, and I don't know what to tell you. But for me, I know you say that it's some of the lowest of bullshits. Nah, man, oh shit! Is Anthony Hopkins still talking? Did you hear that?
Possibly.
I heard him.
Yeah, I hear him. I think you still got the video playing.
Got me so fucked up. I'm hearing things now.
Some of this equipment might be Transformers.
Yeah.
Decepticons. Show yourself.
No, it's a fuck you. No. Nah, man. For this, I gotta give this some fuck. I have to make a new graphic for this shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate this fucking movie, man. And this film here is something where I think that if there's gonna be 16 more of these, I give up. There's gonna be a point. I never do this with any other movies, but this just y'all get a pass on this one. We don't agree. I can't do any more of these. I'm done.
Damn.
I'm done.
You gonna see the Bumblebee movie?
See you next year.
Yeah.
You know they're gonna come out with one probably every year.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking shit because you know
I don't either.
Because I'm going to be there. Just let me vent for a little while. It breaks me down. It really does.
You gave this movie the biggest benefit of the doubt of all of us when we watched the trailer, too.
Because I was trying to be fair.
Look, man, Optimus is bad. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
Trying to be. Hey, you know what? I always try to go in fair so that when I do see it, you know that I'm telling you the truth. And Martin will give us a rental.
I'm just laughing because your reaction to this was just like with Cars 3. We're like, oh, no, man. Optimus, he's gone rogue. What's gonna happen? And I'm like, not jack shit. You know, you don't know. You'll see. Who saw?
And Cars 3 was a better movie.
sure. You know? But in both those movies, we got sold on how the hero was down and out and what's gonna happen. And in 2 minutes, that wasn't even a factor anymore. I watched this and I go like, man, Michael Bay, he's got to be one of those guys who you hang out with. But you hate yourself afterwards because he's rich. He's got the yacht. He's got the cocaine. He's got the bitches. You're having a great time. But he's always insisting on being the loudest guy there and telling jokes. And he's not funny at all. But you have to laugh anyway because you want the cocaine and the bitches and the ride on the yacht. And watching this, I'm like, man, nobody who worked on this knows anything about humor or human reactions at all, even a little bit. Every time they tried to say something funny, it was only painful. It was either a little bit painful or a lot painful. Not a single joke worked. And that whole C-3PO robot that they decided to throw in there, I think he might have been the worst one. Because just right when I thought I hated John Goodman's character the most, that character came on. I was like, nah, I hate you, dude, because you're randomly psychotic. And that's the thing. Everything that comes out of everybody's mouth is just random. Unless it's exposition telling you what the whole plot is about, it's nothing but random. And it's like, just please, can we just stop? Can you just stick with the action? With the action, you know what you're doing. That part works. I guess what I'm surprised about with you guys, especially you, Corey, is how you came in with some kind of hope. I've never watched one of these movies and gotten anything positive.
I didn't come in with hope. I came in trying to be positive, but I didn't have no hope for this shit.
I just hoped it wasn't going to be bad as the last one.
And
that's the thing. What I noticed about is that I came out of this movie laughing. Not laughing with it, laughing at it. But with the last movie, I couldn't laugh because I felt like my soul had been drained out of me. I had been going in before like, this is going to suck. And it's like, it sucked so bad, it sucked part of me away. I mean, in 3 hours of it, we had to wait, 2.5 hours to get to Optimus riding a fucking Dinobot, and then that was gone in 2 minutes, and it meant nothing. And the characters' motivations kept switching back and forth. And I'm not lying. Through these first four movies, I would be in the middle of it and I would lose what it was, the motivation was. I'm like, okay, I don't know why they're doing any of this. Now, this is stupid. It is. Everything you guys are saying, I can't refute a single word you said, except for the fact that I understand what's going on. It's not good. It's completely.
Man, stop apologizing retarded. For this movie.
I'm not apologizing for it. I'm just being honest. I'm telling you why I don't hate it to the degree that you guys do. Because I understood it. And there were times when I could make out what was happening. Bumblebee did something that was like that was kind of cool. And I was like, huh, they should all be doing this, but okay, whatever. And it didn't do like it wasn't as sexist as the others, where the girl wasn't in a mid-drift, or it wasn't where the camera didn't give her a gynecological exam. It was, I mean, yeah, I'm grading completely on a curve with this.
Like, I mean, you are. The whole review is, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yes.
You know,
yes. I am pointing that out. I am pointing out the fact that it is not as horrible as I thought it would be. Matter of fact, it doesn't even end up, I don't think it's going to end up on my worst of list at the end of the year. But that being said, I still give it a high sum of bullshit. I mean, because everything you guys brought up, it's completely poor filmmaking.
Put the sharp object down, because I was about to stab you.
No. Is that Arthur fist?
Yeah. I had a knife in it. Yeah.
But even the King Arthur stuff, I'm like, oh, here we go again. But I'm like, you know what? But it didn't turn into a He-Man movie. Sure, it took liberties. But at the same time, I saw worse. I looked into the abyss. I saw the face of the devil and walked away from it. And this is not Satan. Yeah, it's a high sum of bullshit.
Yeah. You know what? And what am I talking about? Yeah, my ass is going to be there next year.
Yeah.
It's your job.
You're going to be there.
Yeah.
Do your fucking job.
Yeah. Transform into a fucking critic and watch this fucking movie right there.
I mean, I could say, hey, if you hate these movies, then this one is not, you won't hate it as much as the others.
Can I just say this? Like I said, I respect how crazy these movies get. I really do. I mean, like I said, this is a level of stupidity that's really unseen. And when I say stupidity, it's not stupid. These people know what they're doing. They're making money. They're having fun. It's just really some balls that they have for not giving a fuck.
But the point to where it gets like, even the Transformers seem like they don't want to be there. Like, there was a line where Optimus is like, this is the place I was only allowed to call home. I was like, man, come on. Like, you don't want to be here.
Let me just say this. Optimus Prime is the worst leader you could ever have. And the Autobots are just complete morons. They're always like, man, that's why I love that guy. I follow him into hell. I'm like, why? He makes the worst decisions ever. The only thing he's got going for him is a deep voice.
That's why they follow him. Yeah. And he's the tallest of all of them.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
Coleman. He's the tallest. Follow him.
Yeah. You can see me.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
You know, when Optimus Prime goes up into space, like he's going to do some bad shit, and then he freezes and calls up Bumblebee. Hey, you got jumper cables?
I like leaving your house mad and run out of gas down the block and calling your wife. Hey, can you go pick me up?
Well, I left because he made this big speech rallying the troops about what we gonna do, laid out the game plan and said, let's go. He took off flying. Everybody else is like, well, we can't fly, so I guess we better come up with something else.
Am I gonna go get him?
Yeah.
Bye. He ain't coming back.
He won't get past Chipper. It's fine.
Yeah, man. Like that. Hey, I got Netflix. Y'all want to come to my house? Yeah.
Well, guys, you sold me on this. I'm looking forward to
you
gotta
seeing it. You got to see this. As much as I do. I got to grade it on a curve. Not on a curve. I got to grade it on what it is. And, you know, I got to give it a fuck you for just what it is cinematically. But, yeah, I don't have any regrets for seeing this. It is amazingly, amazingly dope.
Dude, there was a part, man. It was supposed to be some serious shit. Martin and I were cracking up.
Oh, yeah. Get it? Yeah, I mean, we tried to hold it for the longest time. There's just a point where it's like,
we did. We got about an hour and a half in, and then something happened. We were just like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boom.
I know.
Holy shit.
And you know, oh, yeah, I know what y'all talking about.
Yeah. It was involuntary. It was just one of those.
All of us.
The thing was, it was just us three, too. That's what made it so great, because it was only us three in the theater. I heard all of us go laughing.
You heard that. Yeah. And I, you know what, I need to be respectful too. I should actually be a lot more respectful to this movie. After all, we wouldn't be free if it weren't for them.
You're right.
Working with our ancestors. So, you know, we still being changed with our Decepticon masters if it weren't for them. So, hey, you know what, go see it if you want. What are we going to tell you?
Master Prime, you a bitch.
I'm going to see if we have a game. I don't think we do, because I know that my man...
Nigma? Nigma works on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I know he was waiting on this. Let me see here. Let me see if he actually sent us something.
He don't answer tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to say? I said he's outside in the elaborate traps for Batman.
Yeah.
Show you. I'm going to make this game longer than it should be.
Yeah. Just in case you're wondering, man. Maven Cree wants to set you straight. You know, Nitrous Zeus. He actually has an official file that you can learn about him from right there.
Nitro Zeus.
Nitro Zeus. He's an actual Transformer. Your boy.
Well, that doesn't make Goodwin wrong.
Don't make the movie right. Oh, let's see.
Gurse, man, there's so many moments in this movie.
I got to see.
I was like, isn't Megatron dead?
And did y'all notice how... Timothy Oliphant. Did you notice how... Josh Duhamel is in a completely different movie than everybody else?
Is he back in this?
He's Zero Dark 30 shit.
Yeah, he thinks he's in Zero Dark 32. While all the rest of them are cracking jokes all through the movie.
Oh, let's see here. This is from... This is from Diallo. Since we don't have a game, just answer a couple of questions before we move on to the next movie. Diallo Camera. He says here, let me see. I want to make sure this is actually, it can be, oh no, he says with extravaganza. What's up, fabulous fuckers? Got a question. This is mainly for Corey C. Only because I know he is a freak. But I'd like to hear from everyone if possible. I've managed in some freaky, I've engaged in some freaky stuff myself. Ran Train. Okay, I ain't reading this tonight.
Ran Train back in the day. God damn.
I'd like to keep things to the movie theme tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like what that was doing.
It's like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Fantastic!
Oh. Austin Hall. Michael Bay's Reign of Explosions. He says, if Michael Bay touches Star Wars, directs or produces Star Wars, how would you respond? And I think he's, what does that say? I think his mailbox could be, or his mailbox could be filled. Thank you. Left at the Spider-Man. Yeah. Right. Okay. First of all, there's no way in hell Disney would let Michael Bay near one of those movies.
Hey, man, and Lord just quit.
Who?
Miller and Lord.
They on the Harrison Ford?
Yep.
They did?
Yep.
Why?
Studio, too much interference from the studio.
Yeah, that's what you get with Disney today, man. You ain't going in there making your film. Yeah. You out there selling ass on the corner for Disney.
That's why Josh Whedon backed out.
Yeah, exactly. It was, and that's why, what's his name? Ant-Man.
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright backed out. Ava DuVernay, what's her name?
DuVernay.
DuVernay, she backed out of Black Panther, I think for the same reason. Which is not a bad thing. You know, they have their, which is why they're so successful. They have a business model in place.
Because usually you're like, man, studio needs to stay out of it. But when they get involved, they still make good movies, so it's hard to say. It's like,
They give you a good name.
Yeah.
You know, when you work for Disney, you drive the bus. You know, they give you a route and you go there.
You got your money. You shut up. Yeah. Damn. Just do it our way and everybody will get picked up and dropped off on time.
Yeah. You can play with the radio a little bit, but you stick to those terms.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I think, and that's my other thing. I don't think, when I say it, I don't think any way in hell that like Michael Bay get close is because Michael Bay is going to make his own movie. Even with these Transformers movies, he's making his movies.
Mm-hmm. But
Disney ain't going to let him do that, though.
Who wants his movies?
Walt Disney will come out of cryostasis to shut this shit down. Yeah. You better not.
He'll blow that Disney head off.
Yeah, but, man.
No, man. Michael Bay, that's the thing I can say with Michael Bay. I don't think Michael Bay, if left to his own devices, I don't think he would make a good Star Wars film. I'm going to say that right now. Do I think he could make one by Disney's design? Yeah, I think he has the visual skills down to do that, but he won't do that.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind, a lot of the bad ideas for Transformers were his ideas. He's like, yeah, I want the twins in there. They're like, no, we don't want no. I'm putting the twins in this movie. So, yeah, if he got Star Wars, I don't even like that franchise, but dear God, he would fuck that up.
And those American flags would make no sense in Star Wars at all.
Oh, wow. You know what? I just saw this. Yeah. It's funny when you said
this. Oh, you thought I was lying?
No, I didn't think you know. No. I'm going to look this up myself. No, somebody has sent over an email right before you said that. I just saw it here.
Yeah, it was just around 4 o'clock today it broke that they quit.
Oh, that's so sad.
And with Book of Henry on that other movie, I don't know.
Colin Trevorrow? He'll stay. Because he's still fresh and he's going to take directions. And he needs that.
And that's the thing. I think they're good about getting younger directors. Well, they know they can go like, hey, you ain't been in here that long. Just listen to us.
They could have another Josh Trank on their hands, though.
No, but they won't do that.
They fired him.
What, Josh Trank?
Yeah.
Because it's Fox. They didn't know how to handle that.
Fox. They didn't fuck up anything.
No, I'm talking about Disney, because wasn't Josh Trank supposed to do one of the Star Wars movies?
Yes.
They fired him. So I'm saying, like, that dude from a ghost story come in, they're like, well, you can get the hell out, too.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. This is from Nicholas Kraboth. He just sent over the stuff about the Star Wars thing. Star Wars Han Solo film loses directors. Yeah, unfortunately, our vision and process weren't aligned with our partner on this project. That's just another way of saying, they wouldn't let us do what we wanted to do. Yeah, he liked that, huh? He's like, yeah, that's crazy.
We wanted to make a Lego Star Wars movie.
No.
How
dare they?
Yeah. They thought they were going to do that shit. Fools. Can you believe that shit?
Disney going through some turmoil right now. I know, what's Kevin Feige? Is that how you say his name?
Oh,
when you sit next to that chick from Sony talking about Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they was like, they were talking about the Venom movie, and they was like, he was sitting right next to her, and she's saying, yeah, we have the villain franchise, all this stuff is going to come in, and then Spider-Man shows up, and you're like, Kevin Feige's like,
I thought he was going to snap her neck, like, right on camera.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was smiling. He was like, huh?
Yeah, he's just like, the fuck you said?
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He had this look on his face like, we got to get out this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I got a feeling that partnership with Sony and Disney are going to end real quick.
My favorite part is that woman is smiling from ear to ear throughout the whole video.
Yeah, and Tom Hardy and Spider-Man shows up.
Yeah, he's
bitch, no.
Oh, what's no, he ain't.
Not anymore.
He's not. What's her name? Because she's done that before when she's like, oh, that.
It's not the same chick, Amy something, is
Amy
it?
Amy Pascal.
Yeah, it was her.
I think so.
Oh.
Amy Pascal's, let me see here, find a video with them. Oh, let me see.
That shit was magical to watch.
It was it was almost as good as a sad Affleck moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's just going on, and he's just like, you are going to ruin this movie before it comes out.
That is a perfect comparison.
I think this is it. Let me see.
Well, those movies will all take place in the world that we are now creating for you know. I mean, there'll be adjuncts to it. They may be different locations, but it will still all be in the same world.
Yeah, you're like, we didn't talk about this shit. Like, she's on coke right now.
It will be connected to each other as well.
So there's a chance that somebody that Spider-Man will pop up somewhere. There's always a chance.
There's always a chance. I think.
Just like the Ben Affleck thing.
Still remains. I like the way you think. I like the way you think it's still. Like they paused it. Mm-hmm. And you see those eye blinks going on.
Like, ooh,
yeah, you're right, man. I have a feeling that's not gonna last.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we need to separate. Y'all gonna mess our universe up.
Yeah. I wish they would just pony up the money and just buy out Spider-Man. I think they can do it.
That'd be billions of dollars.
But yeah, you can't buy from somebody who won't sell.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
We're printing money.
We'll burn this thing to the ground before we let you have it.
No, I feel like, well, Marvel does that with their properties anyway. What they did with Fantastic Four, they're like, oh, you ain't going to give us the property or we're going to stop making comics. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Yay.
Another reboot
for Fantastic Four. From Fox?
I think they
own it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth time's the charm, right? Yeah. How you gonna reboot something you just rebooted?
Yeah. Why am I sitting up here like talking shit about
how you gonna continue where you left off?
Because they need to keep that property. That's why.
No, I'm just saying from that last movie, how can they really go, here's the sequel.
Oh hell yeah. Goddamn right, it's a reboot. I would love to see them try to do a sequel though.
That'd be amazing.
Nah, man, I'm sitting up here talking shit about Transformers. I mean, I love bad movies. I love that shit, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta react properly just to tell you how shit it is, but I love seeing these bad movies, man. And I'm looking so forward to that next Fantastic Four when they do it.
Dude, I feel bad for that last one, because we took Toasties to see that.
No, they loved it, man. They loved it.
I feel like they're like, I don't think we should follow these people no more. They make bad choices in their lives. No,
they loved it because they loved seeing they wanted to come back here and see us talk shit about it. They had a great time.
That's like probably my favorite so bad it's good movie of recent years. That movie cracks me up.
Oh, man, they ain't got nothing on Whippy Kid, though.
Whippy Kid is pretty great.
Deja did quit us after that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. I don't think you're really kind to wimpy people.
So. Quit being a wimp, then.
Deja, we're kidding, if you're listening, which you could be.
You said you was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're here, you're a liar.
Oh, let's see. Let's see what we got.
I heard what you guys
said. By the way.
I mean, somebody told me what you said.
I'm giving graphics to all y'all. This is just the first time I had a chance.
Just
the first time I had a chance to make one. I'm getting graphics for everybody since they put Mr. Toasty into our pictures now. He needs to be more of the
who
part
did
of
that?
The cast. What's his name? Dominic, who made our poster.
Cellini?
Cellini, cool. Yeah. I should give more credit to Dominic.
He did the animation?
He did the... Sammy did the animation with the video. Sammy did that.
I mean...
But he did... Dominic did the pictures.
Oh.
He did the graphics right there. Oh, you did? You made
them.
Who, me?
Of the toast?
Yeah, there's a Mr. Toaster right there. Dominic did our poster right there. And
yeah, that I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and so
the Mr. Toasty throwing
the
fuck you.
Oh, the fuck you! Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking.
when I said who did the animation, what word did I leave out?
Well, I thought you were talking about the video animations that were in the video that we showed for the party.
No.
Okay,
I thought the same thing.
Thank you. See, he don't respect my mind ever. He just loves me for my looks.
I just love you for your body.
You just love me for my body.
That's why I follow this man. Because he's tall in that body.
But yeah, I've been working on these for a while, and I thought today was... I actually finished this one today, so I'm going to have ratings for all you guys when they come up.
Jesus.
And then that's what... You know, he's mad as fuck. And then you put the green screen on there, and then... not in the same area. There you go. Let's see here. Ah, fuck it. Anyway.
Oh, there it is. Cool.
Yeah, that's sweet. Anyway, let's get into our next movie right here. And that's going to be a movie that... Martin and I saw. Okay. So you couldn't get more opposite of Transformers than this movie we're watching right now. We're going to give you a little backstory on it, but it's a small movie for various reasons. It's called A Ghost Story. And for those who are expecting to go in and watch a horror movie, stop. Right now, stop. I want you going to see this and walking out the thing. Man, it's bullshit. It's
another Comes at Night. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Special effects were shitty. You know, it's...
No, it's just retro. Yeah. That's when Ghost wore sheets.
Man, it was a movie about the Klan. Man, I want to watch this shit. No, it's a movie where it's stripped down to the basics. And because they want to be not a horror film. They want to explore things with spirits and even spirituality and the supernatural and things that you don't see in ghost stories, but things that you might have had some questions about before. This is actually more of a reflection of emotions, what are emotions, and how time passes. And this, you know, for something so deep, you think, well, ain't nobody gonna go see that shit. That's way too much thinking right there. Well, what if they have like big name stars such as Casey Affleck, Academy Award winner, and Rooney Mara, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, those ain't no lightweights right there. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for A Ghost Story. And Martin and I will be back with our review.
When I was little, we used to move all the time. I would write these notes, and I would fold them up really small, and I would hide them.
What'd they say?
They were just like things I wanted to remember, so that if I ever wanted to go back, there'd be a piece of me there waiting. She waking up.
What is it you like about this house so much?
History? No place like home. There's a business.
A writer writes a novel. A songwriter writes a song. We do what we can to endure. We build our legacy piece by piece, and maybe the whole world will remember you, or maybe just a couple of people, but you do what you can to make sure you're still around after you're gone.
Line. There ain't no budget on that. they put a sheet over Dude with some Charlie Brown holes in there and called it a ghost.
And shot at one house.
And shot mostly in one house. And this is a movie where you have, you know, we were just talking about directors when they are working for big studios and they don't get to do what they want to do. We were just talking about how Miller and Lord just left the Han Solo project and they weren't going to be able to do what they want to do. On this particular project, you know, because you have some directors who will do something and then they will say, all right, I'm going to do this. And that will either give me the freedom or the power to do something else, or I can just go off because I have the money or, you know, the clout to do something else. This is done by the guy that did Pete's Dragon.
Oh.
And the guy who did Pete's Dragon is, his name is David Lowry. And when he's not making movies, he's tying girls to railroad tracks.
Spending all his money on mustache wax. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's some villainous 1930 shit right there. He's need a top hat and a cape right now. Nah. But he's that's like, yeah, that's
stealing the mortgage from orphanages and old widows.
Yeah. I know you have the money, but let me just say this. If you're watching, well, let me put this first. If you're listening, the guy has a bald head, tight shirt. Now, he has one of these hipster mustaches. He looks like this film.
Man, you could not have nailed that any better. I was thinking like the right things to say, right words to put together. When you showed that photo, it's like, yeah, that's it. He looks like this film.
You see this movie, he looks like a guy that would make this film. And that is what's going to tell you right off the bat, beyond anything else, should you see this movie. Because it is ponderous. Now, ponderous can be a good thing or that can be a bad thing. And
when is ponderous a good thing?
Well, when you actually ponder, when you spend time reflecting and thinking. Because with this film, I like the creative approach that they took to it. I don't think it's because it was cheap. They wanted to make something where they didn't want you to be distracted. I think the director didn't want you to be distracted by any fancy special effect. They also wanted to make it very intimate, so kept the aspect ratio real tight. If you look at it, it's like watching almost a 16 millimeter movie. It has that aspect ratio. It even looks like you're looking at 15 millimeter frames right there with the way the corners are cropped off. But what I like about it is that it answers some questions for me, because the way of looking at it is like, okay, you remember the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze?
Oh, sure. Ask about that.
Well, imagine if Demi Moore, instead of Patrick Swayze, spoiler right here, but Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, they didn't get their thing resolved. And before that happened, Demi Moore just got a job in another city or something and got another boyfriend and just moved the fuck out. And Patrick Swayze just stuck like, wait, what the fuck? You know,
hey, hold on. Wait, I can't leave too?
I can't leave yet. He's just stuck there. And that's what I like about this movie. Casey Affleck is Rooney Mara's boyfriend. I think they go by the initials. If you look at the credits, just C and M. And
yep.
Yeah, see, yeah, no.
It was too much to, yeah, giving people characters names. That's just passive.
They don't want you to be distracted by names, Martin. It's not important.
Names are a distraction.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they don't say the names too much. I mean, the thing is, they want you to see them as a couple where they don't want you to become too attached, because they want you to be in the mindset, I think, of a spirit. The whole thing that happens is that you see them being a regular couple. They have great moments. They argue a little bit. But he gets in a crash close to home, and he's dead at the hospital. She looks at the body. Yeah, that's him. Heartbreaking. He wakes up, and he never leaves this sheet, and there's a portal, but he decides not to go through that portal for whatever that portal is. He decides to go back to this house where he feels there's so much history and emotion and probably some unsettled business. But what I like about it is that from that point on, these are not violent or crazy or scary poltergeists. They turn the spirits in this movie, they turn into animals, kind of driven by emotion. And it's a sadness to it where they can only observe. They're driven by emotion and know they want something, they want to do something, but they can't do anything. All they can do is stand back and look and maybe react when they get especially sad or if they get angry about something that they see. But what I like about it also is that, you know, none of us ever ask the question, what happens to a spirit if things really do change around them? You know, what happens when the haunted house eventually gets torn down? What happens when that ghost doesn't have any halls to haunt anymore? And they kind of address the passing of time like that. But while he's in the house, I like that, again, it's just it's kind of a slice of life with a supernatural, just a slight supernatural hint to it. You see these families come in, these different families, these different generations of people, and he can only watch. Now, there are moments, and I know Martin's going to bring it up, there are moments where we do get into that hipster indie filmmaking shit. We watch Rooney Mara eat a pie for 5 minutes.
It's cruel and unusual, because considering that she's a waif who you know eats no carbs, the camera sits on her for 10 minutes and the director makes her eat a whole pie.
I was
feeling bad for her. Yeah, she's just eating. I'm like, and I'm sure she's not crying because her boyfriend's dead. She's crying. It's like, I'm going to get so fat.
Or that was their entire special effects budget.
Yeah. She just ate it right there.
And it's unflinching. It's like, it's set up and they sit there and it's, you say five, I feel like it was 10 minutes of her just nothing but her eating a whole Costco sized pie.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn,
and
man.
See, and this is where I'm going to get laughed at because, I have no defense for it, and you know, I'm not going to try to debate it with you because I got what was happening. Whenever I see things like that, sometimes, all right, yeah, they don't make sense, and I'll be the first one to tell you because you know me, I go hot and cold with these indie movies. I either really like what they're doing, or I'll tell you straight up, this is some pretentious bullshit. Her eating this pie did a lot of things that I think reflected what the movie wanted to do as far as being an observer from being this spirit, this helpless spirit. It's like, yeah, you know, in a movie you would see a spirit doing something like trying to communicate, trying to shake things up, trying to move around. What if you can't do anything and all you can do is watch somebody do something mundane like grieve and eat a pie? And I got it.
Damn, she gonna eat that whole goddamn thing.
I did say that. I was like,
if I stuck around, she would just got fat. It's just I died.
I expected her to just start shitting while she was eating that pie because she's so little. I like, this is not gonna stay in her mouth. I mean, this pie gonna be coming out of her ear, her ass. You know, I said it didn't look ridiculous, but she was chowing down and she looked mad. Like somebody gonna yell cut on this motherfucking man.
I know. Okay, we'll tell you when to stop eating.
It was almost like the director was doing some texting. Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Cut!
Oh, Rudy, I'm so sorry. You go throw up now.
Yeah. It's almost like he couldn't do anything. Like before you yell cut, she just got up and just ran to the bathroom. Yeah, but it's Martin. I know, and you are much harder on these kind of movies than I am.
And the thing is, I tend to like a lot of mumblecore movies. I just think this takes it to an extreme. And it's one with the pie eating is certainly one that sums up the fact that, it's artistic certainly to leave the camera on her for over 5 minutes eating the pie. But for the narrative, even for the atmosphere, what it was doing, it's like halfway through, you got it. You got it. There's nothing unclear about it. It reminded me of Passion of the Christ, where they're first beating Jesus,
yeah.
And it's so bad, you're just like, oh, man. Oh. And after a while, you started getting numb. You're like, all right, guys, come on. Enough is enough already. It started to turn cartoonish. I like what it had to say. I like what it was doing, that whole thing about it. However, like I saw one of the reviews that popped up when it said it's a meditative poem. And for me, I read those two words, I'm like, get me the fuck out of there. I don't want any part of this.
That's your favorite word, ain't it?
Meditation.
Yeah, meditation.
Yeah, whenever Martin hears meditation in a movie,
and,
like, oh, nah.
And to put the modifier of poem on it as well, I'm like, this is not for me. The thing about this movie, for everything that's good and artistic about it with the filmmaking, it still feels padded beyond what it's trying to say. And I was like, it's an hour. An hour, an episode of Black Mirror or whatever is the non-technological version of that, mm-hmm. it'd be perfect. You'd be like, wow, that really spoke to me. But as it is, an hour and a half, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And it's too much. And just when you think, well, it's just so quiet. Well, out of nowhere, somewhere in the middle, there's a party with this balding ginger hipster.
I was about to say, he's the world's weirdest looking hipster, man.
Yeah. Who goes on a rant about life and death in the middle of this party where everybody's having fun. And the most unbelievable thing about it is how nobody came over to him and said, hey, man, shut up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Go and slap on his bald head.
Yeah. Yeah, people were partying. Yeah. People would just sit there and let him go on and on and on.
He just throw a PBR in his ass.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess what he was saying was supposed to be, you know, and this is what the film is about. It's like, yeah, I didn't need you for that. You're trying to be a smart film. Don't try to dumb it down now by having this asshole sit here and remind me of the parties that I don't go to anymore.
Yeah. No, I got you. I got you, man. And Martin's right. I mean, there are parts of the movie where you look at it and you say, you know what, this could have been done as a shorter film. I mean, they didn't want to do that because it's already an hour and 27 minutes.
I believe it maybe was expanded from a short.
Yeah. And this is the director. He had this vision to do this when he himself had an argument with his wife and wanted to make a movie about how he felt really close to his home that she wanted him to move out of. And he wanted to say all these things about, you know, spirits and whatnot. And he did the movie. It was a very personal project to him.
Oh, that just made me like it less.
I know.
Man, you go ahead and go buck up, go talk to your wife and stop boring the rest of us with this film.
But see, I liked it. I liked it a lot. And because, as I said, I don't look at something in the beginning. Like Martin, no, I'm kidding. I don't look at something in the beginning. No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. No, when a director's doing something and it looks like it's out of the ordinary and it looks like something that might potentially test the audience, my first thing to say is there a reason for doing it? And if I get something personal out of it, or if I see, I think I understand why they're doing it, then I won't. That doesn't bother me. I appreciate it. And furthermore, I, like, you know me, I always say when I come out of a film and it makes me think and it sticks with me, then that's more value to me than a movie I see and don't remember at all. Even movies that I like. There are some movies I love I can't tell you about, but there are some films where I just think about it because they hit personal issues with me. And I've always thought about this thing of, you know, yeah, where do these spirits go? I mean, if it's a silly thing like that, where do these spirits go when they have nowhere to go? And yet they don't know what they're supposed to do.
Where does the Easter Bunny go on Mondays?
Exactly. We're going to get that movie. A bunny story.
Shit. You know?
Right?
But
wasn't that Hop?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. They made that movie.
What does Santa Claus do? What does his fat ass do for 364 days a year? You know?
Exactly. Where's that movie?
Well, where are we going to get that movie? But no, you know, the thing that really stood out to me was just, it's a ghost movie, and it was just sad. It was just this sadness where they were like lost animals, and I really felt a big sympathy for them. They're a part where they even have their own communication with each other, and what they're talking about is they're trying to answer questions for each other that they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
These kind of movies are always a personal thing, and that's just how they have to be taken. And that's why I can't look at you and say, man, you fucked up for not understanding this.
Can I ask two questions about this? One, like, they have the 4:3 aspect ratio. Like, was there a reason for that, or did they just do it stylistically?
I think, again, to keep it kind of closed and intimate and not had, because it's not meant to, like, show everything in this big scope or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, this spirit is the center of the composition.
Okay. And the other thing is, I saw, like, I'm assuming because it's in the trailer, it looks like they tear the building, I'm sorry, the house down, and then they build some, like, high-rise or apartments or some stuff like that. And you said this movie's only an hour and a half. Like, I feel like that's something that would take up, like, it comes in, like, an hour and 15 in, and the movie keeps going for another half hour.
No.
Okay.
It bounces around in time at one point.
Really does. It bounces around in time, and it even teases that you might not be watching this from the perspective that you think you are.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of quiet things in here that give you time to think that they don't address. Like I'm saying, what perspective was I watching this through? Why did we go back to this time? I really just watched this and felt like, man, there are so many things that I'm just pouring over my head that they put in there that they did not answer. And that's the biggest thing I like about movies. We see so many movies that are heavy-handed in their direction and their storytelling. Leave something for me. Leave something for me to walk out with and make my own stories behind it. And that's what I say about a lot of these films. Coming from a personal standpoint, I give it a low full price. And there's a lot of people who are not going to like it. But I think some of the things I didn't like. Like that hipster dude, it really was a point where I was just like, all right, now you get on my fucking nerves. Mm.
You know? But that pie, though.
But that pie looked good, man. She looked hot eating that pie. Little skinny ass on the ground. More. Keep eating more. What's up, Martin?
Well, just like you, if somebody likes it, I'm not going to come in and say, well, you're a moron or you're pretentious for liking it. But I do think the film, it airs on the side of pretension for me. I don't like to throw that word around, but I look at it, the whole time looking at it, I'm like, yeah, there's certain things you're doing well that I like, but where this film has expanded, I was like, I feel like you could fill this in with more than just a lot of slow silences and the camera just kind of staring. And ultimately, I'd like to say I wasn't bored in it, but I was bored quite a bit. And it was just like, yeah. I get it. Not speaking to me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just not there. I wouldn't recommend this to people. Because me seeing the poster intrigues me. And then seeing the movie, I'm like, nah, that's not at all what I thought going in. To me, it's a rental.
Yeah. I mean, if those themes appeal to you, then it will carry you through the lulls. And the lulls will not even be lulls. They'll mean something. And if they don't, like I cannot say, hey,
it's weird because there's some long pauses. It kind of meant more to me when it started, and by the time it was done, I was like, well, okay, dude, that's your deal. I don't feel like that's universal, but
see, I do. I think everybody should know this, man. I don't even know what time it is. But you should know. Mm-hmm.
Director Snidely Whiplash trying to be intimate with you and you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's a meditation on boom, like Transformers, you'd like this movie.
You just don't get me, Martin.
I bet his wife made him move out of that house, too. Yeah. He spent all that time and money making that movie, and they still had to move.
And shave that goddamn mustache.
Either the mustache or me.
That's going to be the next movie, Mustache Story. The mustache looking out the window.
Just a floating mustache
throughout through space. Yeah.
Shave the mustache and go join a Smashing Pumpkins.
He shaves it, and then it has its ghost story.
The story of the mustache's ghost.
There you go.
Oh, do we have...
That looks ridiculous.
But you know that's what the audience is going to be if you go into like an Alamo Drafthouse.
It is.
Yeah. It is. Why are you watching your own movie? I'm not that guy.
It's really egotistical of you, man.
Yeah, you're not that guy. Okay.
Look at this asshole. Why he can do his own movie?
And Cuba Gooding Jr. He ain't that guy. He ain't that guy, Cuba. He ain't that guy.
Leave me alone, man. You know, that's the thing. That's not even a real mustache. He just walked in to watch his own movie.
No one will know it's me.
No, I'm Slickhead McGee. I'm not the director of this motion picture.
80% of his body weight is his mustache.
Somebody just comes up and take this.
Ow! That was real.
A pissed off caterpillar on your face. What the hell is that?
C. Swiggity. What's up, bitches? He says. Did y'all hear about the Han Solo thing? Yeah.
Late.
Yes. And Kathleen Kennedy did not like their directing style. And now, who is that?
Juan Ron?
Juan Ron Howard?
Oh, that good thing they want Ron Howard to step in.
I thought it was like a pimp. Don Juan Howard. Yeah. Come
I thought it was an Asian guy named after Ron Howard.
I did too.
I thought it was just another character in the Star Wars universe.
They all work.
They said, wait a minute. And now they want Ron Howard to step in. Man, who's directing the Gunslinger movie? I know Ron Howard wanted to direct
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know who's directing that.
Okay, let's see here.
Ron Howard.
Let's see.
Do a Star Wars movie? Ew, I don't know.
I could see him doing a Star Wars movie, man.
But not like, I imagine like Han Solo being that, one of their more, I guess, darker, grittier things. And with also like some good action. And I feel like, I don't know if Ron Howard could get all of that. Like, he did great with Rush.
Yeah, he did.
But I don't know. With Star Wars, I feel like it's a different beast.
And that Whaler movie and the...
Oh, yeah.
And the Da Vinci Codes. Angels and Demons.
What was the other one?
And the Grinch.
The third one that just came out this year.
I know. I don't even remember that last one.
But he did that Western that was real violent, real crazy. Man, it was... I forgot who was in it. The girl that's in Westworld was in it. And what's his name? Two-Face was in it.
Aaron Eckhart?
Jones? The Holmesman. And both Two-Faces were in it, actually. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
And Aaron Eckhart.
The Billy Dee Williams show was The Holmesman?
did he do The Holmesman?
Yeah.
I thought Tommy Lee Jones directed that.
No. Oh, no, not The Holmesman. It was another movie before that. Ron Howard did it. I could swear. Maybe I'm wrong.
And what's the girl from Westworld? Rachel Lee something?
Rachel Lee. Yeah.
I know. Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah, she was in it. And yeah, because I think we liked the movie a lot. And we were all surprised. Like, damn, Ron Howard went hard in this, man.
But then he made that Whaler movie.
It was a remake of the Searchers with John Wayne. Yeah. I did like that movie a lot. Shit, that was a long time ago, though, dude.
Yeah, it was. Marvel fan art Transformers, Steven Johansson. I'm sorry, Stevenson Johnson.
Steven Johansson.
Stevenson Johnson.
Oh, very nice. He does the chibi. The missing. There you go. Thank you. He does the chibi stuff. Black Panther right there. Very nice.
I get kind of burnt out on the chibis, but that one's really good.
The coloring is nice on that. The lighting?
I hope they don't fold it up.
Yeah, give it to what's his name so you can fold it.
It's one of my favorite stories.
What happened?
That beautiful drawing that Martin did of Black Panther and Anthony of the Midnight Chat Attack won it. As soon as he got it.
No, it wasn't as soon as he got it. It was after he had left the party. And where he's like, yeah, man, we're hanging out at his hotel room. And somebody goes like, wait, where's that badass picture that Martin drew of Black Panther? Let's see it. And so then he brings it out, and it's folded up. And I'm like, it's folded one time. So I'm like, maybe, I don't know, it's fine. And so he shows it. I was like, yeah, man, it's kind of messed up that you folded this. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I didn't want it to get damaged when I take it back home in my suitcase. Corey, I shit you not. He folds it and then folds it up again. And we're just sitting there like, I scream out, no! Like, everybody in the room is just shocked. I'm like, Martin spent all that time on that drawing, and Anthony was like, no.
That Black Panther drawing that you did. I remember that.
Yeah. One of a kind.
Oh, you fool.
Martin Thomas.
Oh, too bad.
And then they blame me for not giving
me
the package.
Oh, hell yeah. That's right. He said it's Sammy's fault. He didn't give me a folder or something.
He would have folded that, too. That's what it's for. No. Folding.
Yeah. Should have gave me plastic wrap.
I didn't want it to get damaged in the move. You're damaging it now.
So he folded it that many times.
Yes. That's like he did it back. I was like, no, stop. I was like, you're still going to iron it out.
Things where you can do this.
Yeah.
Make an origami.
The fortune tellers.
Yeah. He's going to make an origami black. Black Panther by the time he was done.
You're Ant-Man. It's like, oh no. He fucked your shit up.
That's probably my favorite story.
It was his. Once he won it, it was his.
I'm saying, I meant to see the look in your eyes when I told you to stop something dying. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's like, wait a minute, I got a permission slip from my mama. Yeah. No, wait a minute, that's Martin's picture.
It was great, man. Just the whole room. No!
Y'all out?
Yeah, we got that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Trying to sneak out of here. He's looking
with
straight.
Pizza boxes.
Yeah, pizza boxes making noise, grunting, and looking at me in the eye. Yeah, I know. You will
thanks
be.
Thanks for coming by me.
Hey, good to see y'all. Great. Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin. Come here, Caitlin. Before you go, you got to come over and holler at us real quick. Come here, Caitlin. Yo, God, no. Oh, can she stand up a second so I can holler at Caitlin?
Just blame Neil. He knew when you came in here.
Yeah, he knew.
When he brought you in here, he knew what was up.
Yeah, he wanted to show you off.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Come on.
Hello, Neil.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Damn.
She knows the talking to a mic. I'll give her that.
She does.
Yeah.
Do you do anything like this?
I don't.
But you're very good at it.
I know.
Man. Now see you up close. You really are pretty. I, you know, it's Neil. I thought, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what Neil brought up in here. I'm nearsighted. But I'm like, damn, he did good.
Oh, no, I did good.
Shut the fuck up. No, you did. He did good. Let's just.
I know him.
Yeah, I'm glad you try to be nice and shit, but you know he. You know you a little bit out of his league.
Is this a make-up thing?
Hey, man, don't mess it up for him.
No.
Neil, are you dying? Is this a make-a-wish thing?
Oh!
I have consumption.
Yeah. I mean, what? I ain't calling you a hooker, but who paid you?
Oh,
yeah, you. Who paid you for this favor, right?
We'll rescue your family.
Yeah.
What?
We'll rescue your family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that's good. So, how long are you obligated to do this?
I really don't know the answer to that because he shows me a lot of your guys' stuff and he still laughs like that. So I guess whenever he stops laughing like that.
Or citizenship goes through.
Oh.
Yeah, you like from Canada or something?
I'm not.
Trying to get some citizenship in him?
No, I'm like Elizabeth Berkeley and Showgirls. I'm from different places.
Okay. All right. Then where are you from originally?
Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Always been a Texas girl?
For the most part.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I was about to say, if you're going back to Dallas, you know Renee's going back, too. See, Renee,
this is the CEO, girl.
Renee, he put up his hand, because when you said Dallas, he's like, woohoo.
Need a ride?
Yeah. I got dibs. Like, you're doing a pickup game or something.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Yeah. I was by myself.
What do you do?
What do I do? I work in healthcare.
Work in healthcare. Very nice. You make some good money.
It's good enough to live here.
Okay. Yeah, it's not cheap.
That means good money.
Yeah, Iggy, that's true.
The rent's too damn high.
Yeah. That's true. But you're getting by. You got roommates?
No.
Oh, look at you. Independent woman. And you got roommates?
Yes.
Is it Andrew?
No. Juan.
Juan. Okay. Yeah. I never met. Have I met Juan before? Oh, the man! Oh, that, yeah,
that
Juan.
Yeah.
Juan!
You ever lived with a man before?
No. Well, aside my father? No.
No, somebody intimate with.
Oh.
Like Neil.
No. No. Because
it sounds like you kind of enamored by Neil, you know?
I think he's enamored by me.
Oh, now it's turned. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I've got the sauce.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. Now, I just want to ask you, been 2 months, right?
How much?
Three.
Like 2.5, 3 months.
What he said.
So what is it with Neil?
Uh-huh.
It looks like you're kind of in it now. So what is it with Neil that when you first met him, you decide to stay?
He has a nice smile.
He does.
He does.
He really does. Look, I'm trying to hide it now. Show your teeth, bitch. Yeah. That's what, show them choppers that got it. Bit down that ass, never let it go.
No,
what else is it about him that you like? He's got a nice smile.
He's got a nice smile. He's funny. He likes a lot of the weird stuff that I like.
Okay.
Like what?
Just music and movies.
What you put there? Like what?
No, not like weird stuff, but just like weird stuff.
What is the weird shit?
Just like weird music and movies and like weird references.
I thought you know, because I was thinking innocent, but the more you keep like, I just weird. I'm thinking like, you know, like anal sex.
Clamps. No. We're not trying to go to the hospital. No.
Yet.
No.
So I've never known Neil. Uh-huh. With a woman, he keeps his females on the side. You know, he don't.
He's smart.
He's smart. It must say something that if he's bringing you around, he really likes you.
So,
oh yeah,
what that's true.
Yeah, have you ever known him? I'm not, because I know Neil got hoes, you know.
Well, you know, different area code.
He's usually with his squad, the Pussy Posse, Matthew Hernandez and Andrew Wilson.
Oh yeah,
and that guy JB.
Oh yeah, they are a persistent crew right there.
You know, they like Leonardo DiCaprio and Tubby McGuire.
And he's the Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if he's bringing you around, that must mean that he's kind of into you. What's the most romantic thing that Neil has done for you?
Brought it to this show.
Got us some pizza, brought it to the show.
This is date night.
Bought us some cardboard pizza.
Dinner on the show.
Don't be giggling too hard.
Oh, shit.
He's scared.
Yeah.
What is the most romantic thing he's done for me?
A date night or anything, you know. I've never seen that side of me.
Bring you flowers?
No, he has not brought me flowers, but I do like flowers.
Oh, okay.
He's cooked for me a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
He's cooked for you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he could cook. What does he cook?
SpaghettiOs.
His Frosted Flake game is out of control.
No, he like makes Italian food.
SpaghettiOs.
That don't come out of a can.
Okay, a box. Mac and cheese.
Ketchup on it.
Oh, my God.
How are you, Tenderoni?
How old am I?
I said, how are you? But yes, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 24.
24, okay.
I'll be 25.
Look at Neil.
I know.
Yeah.
Pick up them young chicks.
I know, look at you.
From the bus stop.
No.
You want to be a star, don't you?
No.
Chicken hawk.
Look at it. We got Black Marilyn up here. Hi.
Hi.
What is the thing? That's Neil.
Oh, God.
What is that? So you go, besides cooking, gone out somewhere, what have you done?
We've done ghost tours. We've gone to the movies. We've gone to a couple of concerts.
Some anime shit or
something. He's shown me his anime stuff, but his roommate Juan is like, yeah, he's really weird. He likes a lot of anime.
He's fucking weird. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I'm really puzzled by this. But
he doesn't bother. It doesn't bother me.
Nah, he's a good guy though. I'm really happy for him. That's why
we love that guy.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. But, you know,
he seems like a sweetheart.
How's that sex game though?
Oh, I don't know.
That's why she said she didn't want to go to the hospital.
Oh, y'all,
I don't know what the game is.
No, you know, okay, I mean, that's just a term, you know. Let me drop the game. How's the sex?
Oh, I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, exactly. How y'all sex life?
Oh, I don't know.
Have y'all not done that yet, dog? Down that road? Waiting for the right day.
He's definitely held my hand.
Okay.
It's really nice.
And ejaculated. He's like, oh, fuck. That's good hand.
Jizz in my...
Stop giggling.
Neil, come snatch her and get her out of here.
No, you know how we are. And you're a very pretty girl.
Oh, thank you.
No, you are. That's why I want to bring you up, because I want to tell you personally, to your face, that Neil, I see Neil. Neil's a handsome guy. Neil's a very handsome guy. He's a sweet guy.
He's shy about it, though. Yeah, he's shy about his looks.
But I'm very happy that he has you. You're a very beautiful girl.
Oh, well, thank you.
Get the fuck out of here. You want to go home? Go home.
I don't. I like this orange microphone and how my voice sounds.
Yeah, I see. Now imagine that there's
okay.
run while you can.
You're getting out.
Okay, I mean, it was a setup. I had to do that. I'm so sorry. I'm glad that you got a good sister. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? No. I'm glad that you guys got going on. Please, he comes up here, you know, a few times, so please come back through with him whenever you have a chance. We'd like to see you again.
Okay. Well, we'll come with pizza. And
yeah, bring some for everybody next time.
Well, that's his fault. I have an extra piece, but his was like...
Sam, you don't put your head back down.
Sam just started grinning.
I mean, you can have it if you want it. It's just, it's good. It's
what kind did you get?
The rocket. So it has arugula and this pepperoni thing and some cheese and some sauce.
Nice.
It's really good.
You have the sweetest voice too. You really do.
Thank
I
you.
Really love that. Have you ever thought about doing any kind of voice work?
No, I haven't.
You should.
Yes. I should.
It sounds perfect for radio.
I have the face perfect for radio. No, is that what you said?
That's not what I said.
You got it. No, because that's the first thing I thought. I was like, okay, is he fucking with her? Because I can't tell.
I said her voice, goddamn.
I'm not Wendy Williams, okay?
How you doing?
No, no, no. You got the whole package. You got the voice. You got the face. So you should definitely think about doing some something like that. Doing something creative.
Is that something here? Can we do that in Austin?
Yeah, you can.
Oh. We do have radio stations, turns out.
Oh, wow. I did not know.
And if you really look, you love him being nerdy enough, you want to get back. And if you really want to do some voice stuff, I think it's hard to get into, but anime stuff is done here. I think they do some anime recordings here, don't they?
I think Ruby's done here. Ruby.
Do I have to speak like a different language?
Just say, oh, no. It'd be all right.
I don't know if I could go that high, though. With my voice.
Could. I think you could.
I don't know.
Well, I know, again, we have... what are you laughing? What the fuck is so funny, huh?
Just nervous laughter.
I'm about to say shit. Now you're on
I'm just waiting for the punchline.
Ain't no punchline. I'm trying to say something nice. And when I'm trying to be nice, you just start laughing.
All right.
Now I got to be nasty.
No. Go back to being nice.
No. I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
No, I was going to say we have our anniversary party coming up. And we often see Neil doing those times.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I'm actually going to Disney that week. Disney World.
You are.
I am.
Oh, you one of those people.
What are those people? I'm not like one of those like bulldozy, like happy to be at Disney. I'm taking my cousins.
Oh, you're taking your cousins. Disneyland, Disney World?
Disney World in Orlando.
The good one.
Yeah.
The good one. Yeah.
People talk shit about Orlando. Orlando, you showed us a good time. I had a great time in Orlando. I'm even thinking about considering doing a show there.
What did you do in Orlando?
We had a convention to go to.
Okay.
And then they, at the end of the convention, Sammy and I, we got to go hang out at the Universal theme park.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They opened it up for the people at the convention. It was a lot of fun. But the people who are in Orlando that came out to hang out with us at the Hard Rock Cafe and out in that area.
Yeah.
We had a great time. So Orlando's going to be fun. You have a great time.
Oh, I know. I used to live in Orlando.
You're going
to
be thinking about Neil while you're there?
Neil's going to be thinking about me.
Oh, Neil. She's running this shit. You know, y'all gonna be doing some naked Skypes and things like that.
I don't. What is Skype?
Quit playing stupid, goddammit.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you will show us something. But no, well, you have fun whenever we see you.
Okay,
that would be amazing.
He'll bring me again. I know.
And you do have a great voice. You should use it more often for something that would earn you some money.
Oh, of course. I got to keep my coin.
Yeah.
Rent's too damn high here.
All right, now you just laid on too damn thick. The fuck out of here.
Hello. Goodbye.
It's been great seeing you, Caitlin. Thank you.
Good to see you. And so nice to meet you, Corey.
Wow.
No.
We had this whole big thing before the show started. It's like, hey, we're both Corey's, McKay's. Hey.
No. Okay, so Corey. And then I didn't get to formally meet you.
I'm Martin.
Martin?
Yeah.
Caitlin. We're going to
Airshake.
We're going to airshake it out.
She's very nice, right?
She is very nice.
You are.
She's very sweet.
We've enjoyed talking to you. It's been a real pleasure.
I've enjoyed giggling
a lot. You know what? I got to get you out of here because I could talk to you all night because you are infectious with your very jolly demeanor right here.
Hey. Caitlin! Hey! Yeah. With the pizza.
Still here. Get the fuck out.
Oh! Neil, run up the carriage. And the pizza. Thank you again.
No, give me a hug before you go.
Of course.
Oh, great to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Neil, thank you for bringing her by. Yeah, good seeing you always, man. Yeah, enjoy while it lasts, man. Yeah, we'll see you, man. Aww. All right. Go on. See
bye,
you.
Bye.
You guys take it easy. Neil, thank you, man, for coming through.
All right.
See
you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Neil, mad as fuck.
What are people going to learn?
They ain't going to learn.
Never. I thought Neil would know.
We did him a favor. She really is nice. All right.
He's wanted to brag.
Yeah, he did. Uh-huh. See, that's why I messed with his ass. Because when he was on the phone, I'm bringing a friend by. Yeah, and I saw that. I was like, man, this ain't no fucking friend. All right. Stevenson Johnson. There's the rest of his pictures right here. Let me show that one. Nice. It's very nice. His coloring skills are very nice. Mm-hmm. Like that. Then we're going to do one more. And we are out of here. we want to talk about that tonight. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Your boy Prodigy, man.
Yeah, I saw that. 42.
42. I thought he was the same age as I was, but no.
40. Oh, the one that died?
Yeah. Yeah. The one that did Shook Ones from Mobb Deep.
Oh, your girl Carrie Fisher.
Oh, we talked about her on Monday, man.
What? She went out on a bang, boy.
They found a rave in her, man. Yeah, man. I'll say it real quick. You know, we're not going to go ahead and give a big eulogy or anything like that. But y'all know anybody who's into hip hop, man. Let me see if they're going to play an advertisement. There you go. Anybody's into hip hop knows Shook Ones.
We got to get Luda, World is Born, son.
Everybody knows. A lot of people do freestyle to this.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Y'all remember your boy Bunny? Going off of people with this.
Check it out, man. They were like kids when they made it.
They did, man. You see what he look like today?
Oh, yeah.
Look like somebody's uncle. Stuck off the realness. We be the infamous. You heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those. Who wanna profile and pose? Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. Yeah, man, that dude, he... You always hear about black people in sickle cell, man.
Yeah.
Actually, you hardly ever hear about it.
Well, anymore. You hear about it being a black person's disease, but you don't know nobody who has it.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Usually, black people who get it, it's super rare for anybody who's not black to get it. But you don't hear about it anymore. I remember there was a time when I was a kid, they used to do PSAs about it a lot. And it was always on TV shows. And then I haven't heard anything, I feel like, in a decade.
Yeah. That's what they said was the cause of his death, complications with sickle cell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, I was, that's crazy.
That's
I've
like
never
somebody dying from polio.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah. You know, it's so such a rare thing you never hear about. It's like, oh, okay, he's that one person. But man, he was a hip-hop icon, and they made some very iconic music. So he's dead at 42. I know a lot of y'all would think, yeah, he got shot or some shit. Man, fuck you. Although he did have... He's the one with the cookbook, right, from prison?
No.
Like a prison cookbook?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I think he did a stint at Rikers. I'm not sure, though.
Did he?
I believe so.
Because I didn't think they were coming back from Rikers.
G-Dub did.
Okay. Yeah. No, he had like a line of cookies coming out that came from his prison cookbook or something. So, hey, you know, hey, he is a rapper. Yeah, come on, yeah. What are you going to do?
Animal crackers, except there's Negroes on the box line, the bars.
It's Shanks.
It's like Lucky Charms. It's like Shank Shivs. A sock with a sock with some soap in it.
Yeah, so... somebody said it's not rare, Negro. I know it's not rare. It's rare when you hear about it, though.
Yeah, I have a cousin that has sickle cell, and he's good. Like, you wouldn't even be able to tell. But he's had, like, he was younger. He had a lot of complications, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, like, now we're at a point where it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, because when, that's the thing. Martin is right. When I was coming up, they had a lot of PSAs about sickle cell. Like, whatever they say, give to the Sickle Cell Association or something.
Sickle cell and the, yeah. Sickle cell association.
Yeah, so.
But it's like, you don't even really hear people dying of AIDS much anymore.
No, I mean, you know, cocktail, yeah. Yeah, man, some Skull found it. Like, I think he has a prison potato pie.
Of course, Skull.
Yeah.
Prison potato pie.
That's one of the commissary kitchen.
Wow. Oh, wow. Commissary kitchen, my infamous, what is that? My infamous prison cookbook. Wow.
Yeah, because they were the infamous Mobb Deep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just shows you how to cook for 2,000 people.
No, these got to make it a cell.
Every recipe comes with a file in it.
And you slide it in. Like, damn, make a file in your cake just to give that extra flavor.
That crunchiness. But I don't mean to laugh about the dude's death. It's just that's sad. It was he was somebody that. They talk about people in the 90s that if you were coming up, these are one of the people you knew that he was one.
Yeah, and he got involved in that West Coast beef.
Yeah.
Tupac talked about him and hit him up, and he talked about his sickle cell anemia. You're like, God damn.
Damn.
Yeah, man, it was not pretty. All right, that is it. That is it, people. We're going. Yeah, rest in peace, Prodigy. Yeah, this is from Chris Rich. He wanted to know, hey, Corey, not sure if you heard, but one half of the greatest hip-hop duos of all time died today. Prodigy and Mobb Deep died. Currently, it's unknown how he died, but it seems to have complications with sickle cell anemia. Yeah, we just read that. I just said that.
the next paragraph, you may not have heard of him.
I don't know. Greatest rap duo?
I mean, one of them.
Criss Cross.
Yeah.
The Fat Boys, that's a trio.
MC Scat Cat and what's
Paul Abdul.
Test that phone. What the fuck is this? It's potato head with some butt cheeks.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Barksdale. Oh man, I like that. I love that, man.
May not have heard of him.
I'm hungry and horny at the same time. Oh, I might not know a lot about the young cast today, but yeah, that guy definitely know. All right, one of the greatest instrumentals of all time.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one and what was the other big song from that? It was Shook Ones 2. It was Shook Ones 2, and then it was another one. There's another infamous beat. I forgot what it is.
Yeah.
Shit,
Martin, you all right?
Yeah, just okay. Allergies.
No, that was a dramatic sneeze right there. Y'all just want to make sure you are all right. You got
Survival
tears coming
of the fittest. That's the other one.
Aaron Varghese. Aaron, what's up, man? Well, nah.
Oh, that's your boy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow,
no blink.
People.
No blink.
He has a smile. I mean, that weed in his ass, huh? It's like if I just did this, he'd just topple over.
Oh, I remember that video y'all made when
he didn't blink. Yeah.
He was hungover and high as shit.
Yeah. That is it. People will want to tell you one more time. Come check us out for the Double Toasted 3rd Annual Anniversary Party. Coming up August 4th through the 7th. That is the weekend where we have the parties, the shows, the meet and greets, the what else we got on the prizes. We got a bunch of stuff. I'm just so enraptured by this cool artwork that we have here. And if you go to Party DT, it'll tell you all the information you need and more. And you can buy the tickets now for $25. What you see over there?
My Captain America suit has a tie.
Yeah.
And a vest.
That's a nice ass suit. I can see you wearing something like that.
Yeah. If you wore that, I don't think anybody would know the difference, man. Because you wear it well. That's why. And it looks nice. I like form-fitting, sleek. I like they got a fedora with some wings on. This guy's amazing. Amazing right there.
And Ray looks like he's trying not to take a shit on those wires.
Where am I, bro? I got ADD. You're at the meeting. What do you want me to say, bro? I got ADD. Like, I know. I'm telling you. He wanted to pick up everything from the studio and go over there to the next bar and shoot a show. I said, why? It's just a change of atmosphere, bro. So I was like, man, we ain't doing that shit. So over there, light shit every week, get permission to shoot over there. I'm trying to get him to do a sports show, but I don't know what he wants to do.
Oh, wait. So you want him to do the sports show again?
Well, he started it.
Yeah.
Money was spent on him. Like, just because one dude's gone, it's your show. You should keep doing it.
He should keep doing it.
Yeah. I know he left. I was like, you were running it anyway.
Oh, I thought you told him not to do it anymore.
No, I knew I was going to be looked at this bag as the bag.
No,
I supported
man,
him.
I knew that Chase quit, but I thought you were like, well,
through
now
text.
I thought you were like, well, now that he quit, don't do it.
No, I encouraged him. I said, if you can find somebody else, find a way around to do it.
Damn, I know somebody who wants to do it with him.
Yeah. Even if he got somebody who didn't know sports that well, I think that could be funny.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Ray's a great personality.
He is. You can just nail his ass down somewhere, you know, for a minute.
Just lay out a breadcrumb, well, Adderall like breadcrumbs,
like ET.
By the end, he just laid on the ground.
Elliot, my name is Corey, man.
PartyDT.com. All right, people, can get on out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed talking about the films. And if you would please, I know you see us on YouTube all the time. You may hear us in other places. But go to doubletoasted.com and check us out over there. because over there we live stream our shows almost every night of the week now. I think the only night we're not streaming something is Friday at this point. Danielle is back.
I saw.
Yeah, yeah. Danielle is back and she's doing shows with us. So getting the crew back together. And if you go over there and watch a live show, you can interact with these shows in so many ways. And if you miss a show, you can still go back and catch it in the archive. Now, you can try this service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. Keep the audio, though. Audio is free. You can find it on SoundCloud and on iTunes. And while you're on SoundCloud, do yourself a favor. Sign yourself up and get a lot of listeners by putting your podcast on there, your music. Because when you do, when you get those listeners, you're going to be getting those. I ain't heard this in a while.
Checks.
Yeah, them cyborg checks right there. And Cybertron checks. And people, what else do we have? I think that that is it. Oh, the Midnight Chat Attack. Midnight Chat Attack now with more ass cheeks in there. And they, damn, what the fuck? I saw Uncle Remus right there. Oh, that's an old one, man. But I, that was one of my favorites. I used to love that one. People, check us out.
Tyler Perry's Luke Cage.
Shamar Moore.
That's right, because he can't have the dark skin brothers.
Dark skin can't win in Tyler Perry movies.
No, no. Luke Cage is dark skin. He's a villain. What's her name? What's Luke Cage's girlfriend?
Misty Knight? No, Claire Temple?
No, what's her name? She got on the show.
Oh, Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. Yeah. If Tyler Perry did do that, he'd be beating Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And then they go to church at the end.
Yep.
Got to mention that Tupac movie has a Tyler Perry ending to it, too.
They go to church?
Not quite, but it's close enough.
A graveyard? Damn, Denise.
Why you bring it up?
Denise is like, hey, I like Tupac. Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Go in there and talk to them the regular way by going there and typing in the chat. But you can also go to their streaming YouTube channel, and over there you can see all the beautiful faces behind all those ugly insults. And that is it, y'all. We are gone. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you, good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
You betcha.
Gonna miss you, Renee. See you later, my friend. Yeah, yeah. Don't be a stranger, my friend. Denise. Looking fly over there. How you doing? What you dressed up for tonight?
I just felt like
yeah, showing them legs over there. Look at that. Earning money on your way over here? Messing with you. You're looking nice. You're looking gorgeous over there. And Sammy Gonzalez always holding it down. All right, y'all. Out of here. But before we go, I always want to let you know that our doors are always open to you. So please take advantage. You don't even have to be here physically. All you have to do is pull out a keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's done. You can't. Too late. You missed your opportunity. But we'll be back tomorrow with a oddly timed weekly roast and toast. If we move the days, I can't remember what it is. The weekly roast and toast tomorrow. Followed by Sammy Ain't Seen Shit on Thursday, the high school on Sunday, Saturday, and then the Sunday service on Sunday, kicking it back all off over again. And if you'd like to be any part of those shows, in an email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press send, bam, up in your home, criticizing you, all the hopes in the world, the only critics in the world who do house calls. On Twitter, @KCoolMan, on Instagram, @DoubleToasted fan page, on Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Want some private time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm busy, good one.
You can find me on the Book of Many Faces, Corey Goodwin. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, TheHighScoreDT, all one word. You can find me on Instagram, DBCooperKG, Top God.
Hello. You can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz, Twitter, Patrick Gertz @PGertz, and on Instagram @PGertz, Mr. Thomas.
Transforming and rolling out on Twitter and Instagram @Martin_NoFro, or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And while you're there, check out the group, The Children of the Toast. Back to you, Corey.
No, back to these lovely folks out there. Diego, my child, got that eraser head going on, a bedhead. Oh, join my lovely folks over here on the couch in the world-famous Double Toasted Studios by emailing us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Gonna be visiting Austin? Gonna be moving to Austin because it's so cool. Or you already live here and didn't tell anybody. Shame, shame, shame. Let us know. Come see the show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Until then, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or you are watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.